This week's edition of Counting My T-Cells has been preempted and will return next week, so WSWN can bring you the following live presentation of the 14th anniversary of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards Podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Beautiful jacket. You a size 14?
No. I'm a 10.
Thought so. Are you a great big fat person?
I'm exactly the size I need to be.
Nice jacket. What are you, a size 14?
10.
Thought so. You sure you're not a great big fat person?
I'm exactly the size I need
to be. Are you sure you're not a great big fat person?
Put it in the basket. You hear me? Put the fucking lotion in the basket!
You can bark all you want.
I'm not playing your game.
Shiny letters, and if you feel it like I feel it, then let's tell the whole world together on three. All right, 1, 2, 3.
For the 769th week in a row, Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, highs and lows, new members, old members, blow your brains out, Tony! Here's the problem. How am I supposed to follow that intro? How was I supposed to follow that? You gotta turn your mic on, stupid.
I was saying, by being prepared.
I wasn't prepared for that.
Apparently, I wasn't either.
Oh, boy. 14 years. What a milestone. Woo! It's been such an adventure with Tony and then HK and Brundo. And we've had amazing guests and we've had awful guests and we've met great people and we've met fucking shitbags. But we're here now. We're going to celebrate tonight. Oh, we've met some shitbags, Tony. We've had to scrub a couple episodes from the archive because, you know, there's a lot of bucks out there. Well, the buck stops here, damn it. Yes, it does. On a weekly basis, it does. And at your request, Tony, per your request, I reached out to this lovely young lady. And I said, Kayla, we're 14 years. I mean, we got to have you on the anniversary show. And she is here, our very good friend, Kayla Sparks. Bring her in. Let's do this.
Hey, guys. How are you? Oh, my gosh. It's so good to see you. I can't believe it's been 14 years, you guys. Wow. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. You're the best. What's going on?
No, you're the best. Oh, my gosh. So much. We got to catch up on so much since the last time I was on here. It's been a minute, you know?
It's been a while. It's been a while.
I know. Matt, happy birthday. Are you 29 again?
I wish I was.
How 20. Was it?
It was very uneventful.
Aw.
Just the way I like it.
Is your Christmas tree on like an electronic lazy Susan? What the hell's happening back there?
It's on a rotating. I know. I actually don't decorate this early. It's on a rotating stand. Isn't it cool?
That's awesome.
See, I love the holidays. Halloween and Christmas. That's my jam. But so I ended up right. I usually decorate after Thanksgiving, but I ended up decorating earlier this year because I was supposed to get. So let me backtrack. So I was supposed to get surgery on my foot. It's been a nagging injury that I've had since the last like 20 years or so. I don't know if I broke my toe or I did something when I was like 14 or 15. You remember, you guys, Tony. But yeah, so I ended up, it's been bothering me. I can't bend my right foot, but I guess I have a high pain tolerance because it, you know, it's been so long. So I ended up, I'm going to get surgery. It was supposed to be last week. I was supposed to get it, but they ended up rescheduling it to like January. So that's why I was like, well, I should decorate now. And, you know, that way I have all my decorations up. But yeah, that's why I have my tree up so early.
Is that apparatus just for the tree, or do you put other things on that during, you know, the off season?
I know, right? Yeah, no, it's just during just this time of year.
It's a loss. You can put all kinds of stuff up.
Yeah. Yes, I do. There's that. There's Undertakers on there. There's all random stuff I got on my tree. Ornament.
What's your favorite ornament?
To see you guys. Aww. My ornament. Oh my gosh, there's so many. I'm looking at it right now. There's a lot of like, because I grew up in the '90s, so there's a lot of like '90s stuff on there. Probably. It's going around as I'm like looking. Probably, I have a lot of, like, I Love Lucy. I grew up watching I Love Lucy, so I have a lot of that stuff. There's so much random stuff. I don't know. Probably my ornament from, actually, no, I just got, there's a Super Nintendo one and a Sega Genesis one I got from Hallmark. Those are pretty cool. And they light up and they make noise.
That's amazing.
That's really awesome.
90s kid at heart.
Kayla Bear, we got people that are going to be stopping by all night.
Awesome. I can't wait. Yes.
And a good dear friend of ours just popped up. So we're just going to bring them in. It's going to be less chaotic than when we did this 2 years ago.
Yeah, bring them in. Yeah, right?
People on the screen.
My internet connection wasn't working last time. I remember that was like the first one.
Am I in?
You are in, Vincent, but I can't
see. What's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
There we
doing
go.
Good,
there we go. Ah, there you I got my free crunch shirt on.
Oh, I love
it. I dig it.
Yeah. Congratulations, guys. 14 years is pretty wild. That's crazy. About a year shy since I started wrestling, which is nuts that you're around that long. Congratulations. How's everybody doing?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good. It's awesome.
Good. Very good.
What are you up to, Vincent? Come on. Give me where can I see? Why isn't Vincent on my TV? I did.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, just hanging out, I guess. But I appreciate that.
Vinny, you're the best, man. I remember. Long time ago, you were one of the first wrestlers who reached out to us. You're like, I will give you merchandise. I want to be on the show. I need to get my name.
I appreciated it too, man. So I'm glad I was able to make it tonight. got a lot of crazy stuff going on with the holidays down over here with my daughter and stuff. It's been a nightmare, but if
I look into one of my bins in the attic, I think I still have my Vincent COVID mask somewhere.
Oh, with the V on it?
Yes, I wore it.
That's right. That's right. Wow.
I rotated that one and my movies one from Kevin Smith.
Yeah, they had a good little batch of stuff with that. They had like the basketball shorts. I think I still have those somewhere. But yeah, that little V thing was cool for a moment.
Cool. It was
so what
great.
Else is new? Anything? You guys seem like all quiet. You guys all right?
Oh, great. Well, there's a lot of people here, so you don't want to talk over everybody, you know?
Oh, okay.
I know it.
No, we're great. We're celebrating 14. I'm super excited that Kayla's here. I'm so happy that you got our message and you jumped in. And
Of course. You guys have been my day one, so I'm always here to support you guys.
Yeah, you were on Raw like not too long ago either. Part of the medical.
No, I feel like it was just yesterday. It was back 2022 August. I remember it was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it was literally like bittersweet moment. I'll never forget it.
All right, I got to ask now. Thanksgiving's in a couple days. What are we looking forward to the most here, Vincent, Kayla? What's your dish? What's your go-to?
I am a massive cranberry sauce guy. I will eat cranberry sauce out of the can if someone gives it to me.
Okay, so let me ask you a question real quick before Kayla answers. Do you prefer just getting it out of the can and leaving it in the log shape, or do you like mush it up, put it in the oven, anything like that?
No,
slice it from the can.
Yeah.
I mush it up. It's funny. One time I went to a diner and it was with Dutch and somebody else. And I ordered whatever, and I said, "You guys have cranberry sauce?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "Can I get like a bowl of that?" And she brought me out this bowl of cranberry sauce, and I just started eating it. Everybody left the table, thought I was insane. But
hey, man, you like what you like.
I love cranberry sauce, and my daughter is the same exact way. So we fight over the cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving. So that's my number one for sure.
I got Kayla, extra cans if you want them, just because it's the same thing. Every year in my house, get some more cranberry. Now we got a cranberry sauce, and then we got a berry jelly or berry sauce. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I actually like the one with the berries in it. I prefer it.
That's what you got to get.
Yeah.
Kayla, awesome. How about you?
Oh, man, I love, what's there not to love about Thanksgiving food? I would say mashed potatoes, because I make really good mashed potatoes and my family always looks forward to when I make them. So I put a little like garlic, you know, like the garlic seasoning in there, and I put a little milk in there, butter. But I just, you got to make it with that TLC. You know what I mean? it comes out really good every time. That's my favorite dish.
Yeah. Nothing beats homemade mashed potatoes. I mean,
right. And the juice from the turkey is really good when you can make it homemade.
Yeah. Do you guys make your own gravy?
I do.
Yeah, my wife does. Yeah, she does. I used to go to my aunt's house all the time for Thanksgiving. A funny story was I always loved, like, she made this like homemade like chicken soup, like an Italian soup. And one year we were all eating it and my brother like looked at it and smelled it. And he's like, "This tastes weird." I had already had two bowls of it. But then the third one, I was like, "This does taste weird." And apparently my aunt had boiled lobsters in that pan like a week prior. They cleaned it, but it still had that seafood taste. I thought it was just a soup, to be honest with you. But nobody ate it after finding that out. And I was like, I ate two bowls of it already. So I guess, but it was, I'd never had soup again after that though. So
that was it for soup completely.
I mean that especially like after inhaling two bowls of it and then smelling it and realizing it kind of really wasn't cool with me afterwards. So.
Yeah, you were a grown boy. You were hungry. You didn't care what it smelled
right,
like.
Right. My brother's face too. He was just like, "Smells weird." My uncle is like, "Ed, this tastes weird too." And I was like, "Oh shit, what is it? I ate two bowls."
like when I drank the rotten milk after I did the stupid chip challenge. Yeah.
I couldn't. How much rotten milk did you drink?
Oh God, 3.5 glasses.
Oh, wow, are you serious?
How do you not tell?
Yeah, I know. It's like one thing from smelling a pan, but another thing to be drinking chunky milk.
It's like God. This looks hot, a little chewy, isn't it?
Oh. It was the hot chip challenge, and my mouth, I was so hot. And I was just trying to drink milk, and I couldn't realize it until I got to the third, maybe the fourth glass, and then the chunk.
Maybe the fourth?
Oh, my God. That's worse than the soup, man. That's worse.
And then while I'm doing it, my wife goes, I don't know the last time I bought milk, and I'm just like, I don't care. Like, oh, we'll
the then we wonder why he does his laundry in the porta john while he's on the job. Cheers to you, buddy. 14 years together.
What are you drinking out of?
I don't know. It's cognac or some shit. I felt like I needed something special for this. Fancy.
So how did you guys start? Like, how did you guys start all this?
I had not drinking
the milk, but this show.
long story, very, very quick. I decided I wanted to do a podcast. Didn't know what I wanted to do it about. Started talking to Matt. Started talking to Eddie when he was with us. It's like, let's do a show about wrestling. We watch wrestling every week. We always bullshit about it. Whenever we get together, that's 90% of what we talked about. So it's like, let's throw some mics, man. Like, why not us? You know, so many people were doing podcasts, and it was in its pretty much its infancy at the time. And it's just like, why not us? Why not get in on the ground floor? You know, and there were a couple of wrestling podcasts at that point, but not a lot to go around. Now it seems like everybody and their grandmother has a wrestling podcast.
You guys
are the OGs. I remember when I was a guest, like when I first started wrestling, you know?
And like Matt says, every time people ask him, he says, you know, who else at our age, for as long as we've been doing this, like gets to say that they talk to their friends each and every week?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
A lot of times, like you may have close friends, you probably don't speak to them maybe 2-3 times a year. We get to chat on a weekly basis, man. And like, you know, we put prep into it, of course. Like we book guests, you know, like we do some research, we play some games, but it's an excuse for us to get together and have fun, you know?
Yeah, man. That's cool.
I don't know, Matt, you got anything to add?
No, you hit the nail right on the head, man. You hit the nail right. Like, it's just cool. We love wrestling, and now like Vincent's a friend. Like, Vincent hooked us up with tickets for Ring of Honor Final Battle. Like, he didn't have to, but he's like a dude. Kayla shouts us out anytime she does an interview. Like, it's great. It's great that you can reach out to people that we've watched in the ring, we grew up watching, and we're fans of, and they consider us to be friends. And it's cool because we're still fans at the end of the day.
Right. So it's like, yeah, we're all, it's awesome. Yeah, I'm so happy for you guys.
Have you been training at all since you've been hurt, or have you just kind of like been taking it easy?
Well, you know, it's just a nagging ongoing injury that I'm just starting to like take care of as we're getting older. You know what I mean? So, but, I haven't taken as many bookings as I, you know, as I was. It was super busy when I came back after funny how that's like a number here, 14 years. You guys are celebrating. It was 14 years when I came back to wrestling, as you remember from 2021, and I, you know, that was 14 years I took off from being out of the ring. So, you know, I kind of took a step back in 2023 from doing bookings every, you know, like I was doing them like 2 or 3 times a month. So, but hopefully I'll get back into it after, you know, the surgery. I think they said like recovery time's like 3 to 6 months, and I never had surgery. So we'll see, you know, knock on wood, it all goes good. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, but, I mean, yeah. I miss seeing the Diesel videos like with you, like curling.
Yeah, right.
Like you were turning into a monster. I was like, man, Kayla's looking for something here.
I know, right? Yeah, I was going to the gym and stuff, which I'm still, you know, I'm still going and stuff. So, but yeah, hopefully I'm looking forward to like the big, it's like the second, third comeback now, which I wanted to share some exciting news. I haven't posted anything about it, but I'm letting you guys know because I love you guys, and but I'm working on, as I'm like taking a little lull time now, I've been working with 2 Emmy Award winning producers, no big deal. And it's been a long time in the works, but I'm working on a docuseries that hopefully will be on Netflix. So,
that's awesome.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Nice. Cool.
No big deal. But it's been a big dream of mine, you know what I mean? Because there's so much to my story. I mean, you guys know, like, the cut, like, everything in between. So, like, there's a lot to talk about, and, like, so many people I want to, like, you know, shout out and, like, you know, just, but yeah, Rocky and Julia, I've been working with, and it's been awesome. Like, just recently, was it last weekend or the weekend before that? I was an extra, so I'm still getting, you know, booked for extra work for WWE, which is great. That's amazing. And so, like, we, you know, filmed a little bit of that. Obviously, you can't film backstage and stuff like that. You have to get permission and stuff. So, but we did, you know, because it was bittersweet, because it was back in my, every time, I feel like it's the first time, every single time I get booked for WWE, because, you know, I'm still a fan at heart, even though, you know, I've been doing it for so long. Like, you guys know, you guys get it. But yeah, it was bittersweet because it was in my hometown of Albany, New York, and it was at the MVP Arena where I used to go to all the wrestling shows as a kid. So when I get booked, you know, when WWE comes in my hometown, it was cool to, like, film that and just have that moment just to, you know, take it all in. And it's been, I think it's been like the fifth time, maybe, I think I've been booked, but I was hoping, you know, a lot of the times they don't end up using the extras, which is fine. I'm still great. I'm always grateful, like, you know, when I'm there for that experience and everyone there, like, I literally know everyone there, and they all, it's funny because it's like the running joke. Some of them will come by and they'll be like, Kayla, why aren't you signed yet? You're always here. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know. I'm still, you know, I'm just doing what I can and just showing up, you know, working hard and all those things. But yeah, so it was bittersweet to, like, film that. And then before that, though, we also filmed, there's a International Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. I don't know if you guys heard of them, but they were recently, I think last year or the year before that, they were on A&E's, WWE's Most Wanted Treasures, and Lita and Trish Stratus were on it. Do you guys remember that episode, or did you see it?
Yeah.
Like, cooked from it. So Seth Turner, I reached out to him because I was like, oh my gosh, it's in my hometown. It's in Albany. It's at the MVP Arena. So, like, everything was, like, surrounding the MVP Arena where I used to go as a kid. It's crazy. So, like, I reached out to Seth, and then, you know, I've been really grateful for my friendship with him, because he's invited me to, like, collaborate and, like, be a part of all the events that they have at whenever they have the museum open. So there's the museum, and they have, like, all the old stuff. You guys would love it. You should check it out if you guys are ever in Albany, New York. But it's really cool. And then I, you know, we got to, like, film inside there. And then just recently in October, there was the ceremony, and there was Rocky Johnson, you know, The Rock's dad, was inducted, and a couple other, like, Tony Atlas and Johnny Rods. And then, of course,
Tony Atlas asked you to step on his face.
Yeah, or, you know what? It's, I know, he's like known for that. And I was like, sorry, Tony, I'm not gonna, I can't.
He's, I can't do it.
I also said, I mean, it was funny because, like, Tony, you know, I just take him with a grain of salt because I'm like, you know, I've seen, like, well, you know, because I started wrestling at a young age, so I was around a lot of, you know, different personalities, let's put it that way, since, you know, I started at 13. You know, now I'm in my 30s, so, like, I know how to, you know what I mean? But he's harmless. I don't, you know what I mean? Tony's cool, but he likes to talk. So, like, the ceremony was supposed to end at 10, and it didn't end up ending till, like, 11:30. And I want to say the most important guest to me was Trish Stratus, and she was so patient and waited. You know what I mean? It started at, like, 6 or 7, and it was going on and on. You know, it's important. It's, like, a lifetime achievement to be inducted in the Hall of Fame, so... Everyone was just talking and stuff. So, like, Trish was at the end, and then I was super honored because Seth asked me, he's like, would you be willing to, like, talk about Trish's accomplishments and, like, her career? And I'm like, yeah, of course. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of pressure. So, like, you know me, I'm just, like, excited because Trish is, like, women's wrestling, you know what I mean? In our last, like, generation, the last, like, two decades, you know what I mean? So that was super important to me. So I got to do my little speech and her introduction, and so we filmed that. That's going to be in the docuseries and stuff, so I can't wait for you guys to, like, check it out. And I posted clips and stuff from it, though. But yeah, it was bittersweet because my family got to be there, you know, like my mom, who used to take me to all the wrestling shows, and
great.
You know, so it was bittersweet having my friends and family there to see it. And of course, it was an honor to, you know, be a part of the introduction for Trish Stratus, so it was no big deal.
Vinny, would you step on Tony Atlas's face?
I haven't. I don't. when I first started, Tony was on a lot of the shows up
yes.
in the Northeast.
In the Indies, yeah.
Yeah, so I always ran into Tony Atlas.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a character for sure.
I ran into him, actually. I mentioned it. I'm like, it was in Schenectady, New York when I was first starting out wrestling. I was like 13 years old, and that's when I don't remember if he asked me then, but oh my gosh, yeah. I just laugh. You know what I mean? It's like, okay. You know what I mean? He was showing me pictures on his phone. I'm like, all right, that's enough.
Vinny, I know you're a busy guy with the holidays and everything, and we appreciate you stopping by. Before we let you run, favorite holiday horror movie?
Ooh. Ooh. Good one. That is tough. Favorite holiday horror movie.
Tis the season, right?
I know. Yeah. Man. I don't know. It's tough because there's not really that many like horror unless you count Halloween, but I'm trying to think of one that is not like, you know, Trick or Treat would be considered a holiday one, right? But it's such a Halloween themed. But what's like a good?
I'm thinking I can help you out with the Gremlins. I don't know, because that's kind of like
a good one. Not really Gremlins horror, is a good one.
Yeah.
No, but Black Christmas. I always like the original Black Christmas was always a good one, I thought. There's not a ton of them, you know. Terrifier 3 is.
I was just thinking, Terrifier. Right? Yeah.
I would say Black Christmas, the original one. If you want to count, like, I'm trying not to count, like, Halloween, you know what I mean? Because every horror movie is directed towards that.
Kyle from the Apron Bump says Santa Slay, the Goldberg movie.
Have you guys seen Black Christmas before? Like the original one? No, they did a remake of it in I think mid-2000s, but there's an original one that was like in the early 80s. It's pretty good, but that's very heavily Christmas themed. But Gremlins is a good one too. Yeah.
I thought of that one. That one comes to mind.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of trickles into that like sci-fi horror like feel, but for sure.
Yeah, all right, so let me ask you this. If we're talking about Gremlins being a Christmas movie, the question everybody fights about every year.
Here we go.
I know.
Die Hard.
I was just going to say, yeah, Die Hard's another one.
So if Gremlins is a Christmas movie, does Die Hard fit into that category as well?
Sure.
I never, like, got into that whole debate because I think it's just nuts. And it is a thing that's talked about every single year.
I know.
I think, like, you know, I don't know. That's all opinionated, but I feel like Gremlins and that it's just a movie that takes place during Christmas.
That's how
I don't know. So I don't know if I would count it as a full like, Christmas movie.
But like Stranger Things, because it was around Christmas time, you know, with the lights and stuff. So like, it's not really Christmas, but it's around.
Right, that right, it's right. You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of movies like that, but. Yeah. Well, guys, happy 14 years. Just wanted to stop in and say hello to you guys. And stay in touch.
Thanks for joining us, Vincent.
Of course. Of course. Likewise. Good luck to you.
I'll
talk to you guys soon. Thank you, guys.
Love Have you, a happy holiday.
All right, man. You too, guys. Be good. See ya.
Thank you. I got to bring in this guy.
Oh, really? We're going
to
do
this. We have to. This is awesome. I'm sorry. What do you know? What do you say?
What do you hear? What do you say?
Thank you, Tony.
Get the gimmick right.
I got to follow fucking Vincent?
Yeah, you did. You got to follow him. That's his gimmick.
Holy shit. You know what? I'm in. I will follow the cult out of the righteous. I'm in. I need a new leader. I'm a great number two. I'm a great number two, but I'm not gonna be the first guy through the door. I'm not gonna be the first guy through the door.
Double right? T loves number twos.
Yep.
You're on the perfect side of the screen, buddy. Gina, did we ever tell you about the time that Double T used a porta potty to clean his drawers?
Oh, geez. Oh gosh. That doesn't sound like a fun time.
All right. Hold on. Who are these people? I see Kayla. Yes. Is Taz let himself go? What is going on up there?
That's Brundo. He's a Jersey guy too.
And Kevin looks like he's off the booze. Because good job, Kevin.
No. Why? You knocked Double T out of his chair. You know.
It's nice to know you listen to the show. You know.
Oh my god.
A lot of things have changed. You know, if you're looking for Eddie too, he's been gone for a while, bud.
Well, even I know Eddie's gone. Eddie is out. He's out.
You guys still keep in touch with Kate?
Yeah, we had her on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really? Well, I love her.
In your house last night.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. You want to hear a small world story? So I was recently at a concert for Garbage. Did you guys listen to Garbage? I love that band.
Yeah.
Yeah, she it was an awesome concert, but I was standing, it only happens for me, like all these things happen, but I was standing next to someone I was talking to. He's like, oh, you're a wrestler? He's like, do you know? And then we started talking about it. He's like, oh, my friend Kate, I'm like, Kate? So I was like, we were freaking out because it was ended up being Kate that he's known since like elementary school. Like, what are the odds that I go to this random concert to go see Garbage in New York City and, you know, someone knew Kate. So Kate was all excited. She's like, oh my gosh. But yeah, small world.
That's hilarious because she was trying to book herself for the show tonight. And we're like, no, we got Kayla. Hit the bricks, Kate.
Oh no.
She's awesome. We got people all night. We got Gino Goss. We got Kayla Sparks. Can we bring in my guy, MLJ? He's in the queue. Let's load it up. I want fucking complete chaos tonight.
As opposed to what?
I don't think me and Emil are allowed on the same broadcast.
Why?
Oh, is there heat?
No, we're just like you said, it's chaos.
Did we add him? Can we add him? Can we get 10 on the screen?
Does he have Wi-Fi in that hood of Philadelphia he lives in?
It's because we changed our the settings. Okay.
No, you guys don't know there we how go. To do things.
Come on. Hey, yo, Gino got, first of all, it's Atlantic City, my boy. I'm not representing that Philly. I like Philly, but I'm not from Philly. Atlantic City all day, baby.
Is it just me that can't hear anything?
I don't know. Am I muted?
We heard you. We heard you, Emma.
Hello?
Gino's being his prick self.
What Emma, is he laughing at?
Unbelievable.
Gino, you make a lasagna for Thursday yet?
I don't hear nothing no more.
Oh, come on. Gino, guys, come on. You know, we used to do commentary together like 7 years ago for Wrestling Explosion.
Whoa.
Tony used to do commentary too.
I've called so many matches, dude. Name a wrestler I probably called their show. Although I've yet to call a Kayla Sparks match. That's a bucket list.
Hey, never
for me,
say
Kayla.
Never. Right?
I will never say never to that one.
That's same for me, actually.
Everyone can see and hear you, but I can't fucking hear anybody else.
Really?
What's wrong with Gino Gatz?
I don't know.
I feel like that's a question that people ask on a common basis.
Fucks things up.
Me. I did this.
I hear a random laugh. I don't even know who's laughing. I don't hear fucking Emma, though.
See, I don't like. See, here's the thing with Gino Gatz.
Probably the best broadcast I've ever heard ML do.
Oh, wow. What an ass.
Wow.
Gino, it's been too long, brother. Holy
shit. Wow, Gino Gatz, your shtick has gotten a little better since like the last time I seen you. That was actually a little bit decent. You've been working hard these last 7-8 years. Unbelievable. That's great. I love to hear that. You actually got me to pop a little bit for once. Like, it took you a while. It's 2025. I haven't worked with you in years. And oh well, but like, damn, good one. One.
Is this a real thing? Did I accidentally fuck something up here?
Yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did.
I don't know. Is it a work? Is it a shoot? Are we good guys? Are we bad guys? I don't know.
Which one of you is the Gail Kim of this situation?
Definitely not me. I don't tell stories, pal. I just tell it like it is. I'm the Jesse Ventura. I'll run for governor out this bitch. Like...
Is Gino frozen now?
It looks like it.
Yeah, he's done. He's his bandwidth couldn't even compete. That's hard I torched him.
He got his one zinger in and he left. He knew to leave when he was on top. Oh wait, he's back. Wait, how do we do this now?
There's two of them.
Oh, we got two of them. How many of them we got? Oh no!
I can hear people again.
Well, you really couldn't hear before?
No, I can't.
Oh, damn. I just wasted that whole promo.
All I hear is Taz laughing.
Listen, hey, Gino, go back and listen to the, like, when this is up on the repost. Go back a couple minutes from now. You'll appreciate the promo. I did good. Sorry.
Oh, what is going on?
Oh, yo, you got the ceramic Christmas tree too?
What is happening?
I don't know.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, Shiny Wizard.
He worked with Eddie was a part of this show.
No.
What, he says one line and that's it? Like, he just disappears?
I don't hear you.
That's a you fucking problem. Because of
now he's back to not hearing.
The language. What is going on tonight?
I only hear him.
Who's him?
Fake Taz?
This is some Bush League bullshit.
No, MLJ is who's him is, and you spell that with an uppercase H.
Maybe I'll try again later. I'm going to go have a drink. Fucking people need a drink.
A drink with Gino coming to the Shining Wizards Network.
Never. I'm still waiting for his Memorial Day 3 years ago podcast to come out.
I'm gonna fucking ran off Gino Gotts. Unbelievable.
I gotta ask Kayla a question. Everybody's got potty mouth tonight. I don't think I've ever heard you use like a naughty word. Do you swear?
Oh God, I do. Yeah, I do. Sometimes, yeah, I do.
All right, wait, sometimes, like around the house, are you cursing like a sailor and you just like,
no, you know? Not like that, but no, it'll slip here. You know what I mean? Yeah, I do swear. You know.
She says slip. It's like so coy. Like she probably feels bad. Like if she says like,
it's usually
shit,
when like, I'm like mad or like annoyed, you know what I mean? Like, you know, effing whatever, you know what I mean? But it's like, it's not a lot, but no, it doesn't bother me.
All right. So I got to go down the rabbit hole now. What gets you so annoyed that like the curse words come out?
Oh God. I don't know. There's like everyone has their pet peeves, right? With people. I don't know. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, like, you know, when people, I don't know, in general, rude people, you know what I mean? It's whatever, you know, it's, but I try not, you know what? I used to get angry at a lot of things, but like, I feel like as you get older, you know, I try to not let things bother me. And like, I always feel like people are projecting, you know what I mean? With their own, whatever they got going on. So that's why I try not to take things like personally. So like, I don't get that upset anymore, but I do get upset. You know what I mean? We're all human.
I feel like Kayla's too good for this show.
Oh, stop it. No.
I feel like we're bringing her down, having her on the show, dude.
No way. No, it's awesome. You guys are awesome. I can't believe it's been 14 years. What is your guys, what's your favorite episode? Do you have any like favorites or like favorite moments?
Oh,
it's been so long. I know.
The puppets.
The puppets were a lot of fun earlier this year.
Oh, jeez.
But they were highly inappropriate puppets.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I just had a sock on my hand. My puppet was not inappropriate.
Oh, like Mr. Socko.
Yeah, but it was like a dinosaur.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's funny.
No, I had Chef Pee-Pee somewhere. I don't know where.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
please don't.
No, I bought a chef puppet, right? And I show my kid. I'm like, I'm going to use this for the show tonight. He goes, oh, that's Chef Pee-Pee. I'm like, what is Chef Pee-Pee? He sends me down this rabbit hole of YouTube videos where people just use puppets and like put on plays, and like plays is loose. Like just doing the most inappropriate garbage. I said, all right, well, Chef Pee-Pee's joining us tonight on the show.
I don't know what today's kids are up to. And that's okay, because I'm old. And I shouldn't know.
Take it easy, Buck.
Right? Do you understand? Does anybody get 6'7" yet? Like,
oh, I know what it means.
I don't get the trend. Yeah, I don't get it.
I know what it means, but I don't know if anybody else knows what it means.
I do. I whenever I'm around my kid, I just do it, and he's like, "You look stupid." I'm like, "That's why I'm doing it."
Yeah, but like the actual play, like, because there was like a song that people were getting it from. There's a rap song that people were getting it from.
Was it Lil Wayne or no?
No.
What is 6'7"? Like, what is it? I don't know.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
I mean, 6'7". It means nothing. Like, it means like, whatever. But like, police code 101067 means you are calling in a dead body, pretty much. And if you listen to the song where 6'7" originated from, and put together a context. I don't know, man.
People Great. Are, now I hate the kids.
No, I mean, they don't know. They don't know. They like a lot of other things. Like when we were coming up, like I say, people in my age group and everybody age group coming up. There were things that became popular and we didn't know why. And then you look at the backstory and it's like, oh shit, that's what we were talking about. Oh. Like, that's what this is. Like, every generation has it. And cool, let the kids have their thing. I think it's fun. but they have no idea what it actually means. Because there's no way. There's no way they can actually know.
Yeah, when I was a kid, things were pretty blatant. I mean, like, when they were singing about white lines, there's no way to, like, you know, hide that. You know, it is what it is.
I knew what I was doing when I was in high school telling people to suck it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was, you were one, right? That was the big thing. Yeah. Getting in trouble.
he was one of those.
Getting in trouble.
Of course I was. Yeah. I was a fucking wrestling fan. It was the coolest thing ever.
That was the way we said hi to each other in the hallway. Like, you know?
I went bowling for like 3 years every weekend, and we all carried a styrofoam head with us, like Al Snow.
They did. Well, they did.
Oh, man, that was terrible.
I'm not kidding when it comes to this, when it comes to the DX, because the boys would do like the down there deal, right?
Right.
But like, I'm not even kidding. In my grade school, the girls started doing the DX but upways.
Oh,
towards their boobs. And like, wow. as like a sixth, seventh grader. that shit was very provocative. I can say that. Like, I mean, that shit was great. Like, granted, like I was going, like I was grade school, like I graduated 01 from eighth grade, so like boom, yeah, so like sixth grade, yeah, God. fifth sixth grade, yeah, that
you
was
graduated
98,
eighth grade when
Zoom me
yes
2001, brother.
My brain hurts.
Why?
I feel like we're around the same age. I'm
Tony was already three. Tony was,
I was
6'7"
and graduated high school.
Emma, well, we're old as shit, so.
No, I'm old as shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, what?
I'm so old.
What's your crisis?
I was graduating law school and you were graduating grammar school.
That's okay. That's 8 years. That's 8 years. The older you get, the less 8 years becomes.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Fine. That's fine.
I think I'm done, like, for the night.
No, what? What are you? What are you? So what are you, like 46?
No, I wish.
47? 48? Wait, what's law school? How long is law school?
It's three years.
How long does law school take?
3 years.
Three.
Yeah.
So 3 years. He's pretty smart.
After college?
Oh yeah.
So you're under 50.
Oh no, I'm not.
Wait, how? How then?
I took 3 years off to pursue a challenge.
See, you didn't career. Say all that shit.
But you
come on, bro. How do you expect me to do
that? I mean, I went to wrestling school in between if you want to continue that higher education. Oh,
that doesn't count, bro. What are we doing? What are we doing out here? This guy's like, come on.
I am highly I'm highly educated. Jesus, Gino back. What are we doing? Is he just gonna yell at clouds again?
I gotta take a lizard, so bring him back.
Oh yeah, great. Abandon us now. Oh, wait, he took himself. No. He's not.
This is off the rails.
Hold on. This is what we love to do on this show, right? We just love to watch Double T in the can.
Oh God! Oh,
close the door.
Oh, he closed the door.
Oh.
I don't. Emma and Kayla. I don't know if you guys are aware, but Matt loves dumping with the door open.
Oh God.
Absolutely. I mean, you say "Oh God," but this is a fact of life. This is what he does.
That's a power move.
No, it's really not. If his wife's home, if mommy's home downstairs, yeah, it's not a power move.
No, that's like
he blames it on the cats, but let's be honest, he just likes the company while he's going.
I feel as though if you have the confidence to do your deal with the door wide open, you are the top notch. Like, what? Okay, yeah, I did it. What are you gonna do? Like that's what it is.
Oh, look at this guy. He's a number two.
He's gonna get angry. Having a Gino. Nothing. We were pontificating and talking about you going with the door open. Oh, we're kind of upset you closed the door.
Jesus Christ.
Where's Ray? Come on.
I support it. It's a power move.
Listen, you bring Gino in. I don't want to get yelled at because he can't hear anybody.
I'm not the guy.
Gino's an idiot.
I heard that, motherfucker.
Now you hear things. Now yeah, you hear stuff. Okay.
So now I can hear better.
What was the other hat?
I don't know. But was I wanted to wear this hat. I want to show you how it's a super expensive, trendy hat that I spent a lot of money on, so people need to see it.
Oh, you and your gimmicks. Oh, God. Come on.
What does the hat say? New York or nowhere?
Just get over based on skill, not your fucking gimmicks, bro. Come on.
I haven't gotten over yet. Why would I start now?
I know. And I'm just suggesting you just, show some skill for once instead of relying on gimmicks.
I'm the best partner you've ever had.
No, you're not.
One top million, the best.
You're the best that I had?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, this guy. Sure.
Sure. Who's speechless, bro.
How many people would you like me to list ahead of you? Give me a number and I'll name that many people.
So he's not in the top
63. Okay, here we go. Dave Prazak, The Struggles, Jack Solomon, Veda Scott, Scotty Cerriti.
Wait, Veda Scott Bush. Better than Gino Gotts? Come on.
Thank you, Tony. Now I call bullshit.
Speaking of bullshit, wow. Dan Barry's joining us.
He's in fucking Ireland.
Dan Barry is up there too. Chris Hero, Drew Gulak.
What about Rory?
Bork.
There's a familiar face.
Hey, Dan Barry is my friend. I like him.
Dan Barry, you really in Ireland, brother?
Yeah, I'm drunk in Ireland.
Fuck oh, yeah, shit.
I'm drunk in New Jersey. What's up, bro?
Hold on. You guilted me to the point where I read the message again while I'm drunk.
No, that was you.
Yeah. Hey, can you come on and congratulate us for our longevity?
Ew, you did that shit? Now I'm embarrassed.
No, I'm just kidding. You guys are good. Thank you so much. Glad to be on. It's only 12:49 in the middle of the night, so I'm glad I'm doing this and not.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're home at 12:49.
Dan, how are you? The last time we saw each other was at WrestleMania. No big deal. We were both extras. Yeah.
Hey, be careful with that reference. You might break it when you drop it. Yeah. Yeah, no, we were hanging out backstage. You got to wear a mask. I got to look exactly like I always do. It's pretty sick.
Right? That was awesome. That was bittersweet. We haven't seen each other in like, what, 20 years? Seems like.
Yeah.
Something like that. We're old.
Yeah.
Clark Connors is here.
Is that what's getting happening?
Clark Connors. Jesus. All
right.
Oh, what's up, everybody? I just got to pop in, say what's up, and congratulations.
What's up, Clark? How you doing, brother?
I'm sitting in a parking lot, bro.
Shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I'm sitting in a parking lot fucking near the border right now. It's a little weird out here, bro. But I need to give you a second. Just give you a second to say congratulations on everything.
Thank you, man. That was awesome.
That's awesome. You're the best.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to stop by. Fucking keep doing your thing. Let's go, baby. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Clark, be good.
Clark?
Thanks, Clark.
Right on, guys. Have a good one.
That's how you do it, Dan. Not fucking bitch and moan that I guilted you into coming on the show.
Well, all right, let me fix this for you. Can I give a better message?
Please. Yeah.
No, don't do it.
I think it's time you guys hang it up. You guys have done too much. You need to stop. We're at the point now where it's just gratuitous and nobody wants it anymore. like a diamond cutter on an indie show. We're fucking over it. Move on.
Wow, yes. Let's fucking go.
Fuck.
How many Guinnesses tonight, Dan?
Wait.
Oh, this is Jameson, baby. This is about six Jameson. Six Jameson.
Oh, can I just put this in real quick? Dan Barrett, I want to see if you agree. I have a hint, tip, and trick for every young indie wrestler putting together your match. When you call Strike Exchange, do literally anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Please.
Or make contact. That'd be nice.
Well, I mean, we can't ask for that. I'd rather ask for like a move, like do a suplex. It's fine.
Yeah, but a traditional like Bret Hart suplex.
Vertical suplex.
Not a bob and weave. Duck on there. Reverse a powerbomb. Turn it into a brainbuster. 3 minutes into a match. Just like kind of. You know what I mean? Like, give it some time, make it work. Guys, I'm done. I have like 6 weeks left of pro wrestling. I don't fucking care anymore. Real shit? Let's go.
Are you retiring?
I have technically never given a shit, so.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, Kayla, I am retiring. I'm done on December 31st of this year. I'm so.
Wow. You never took a break, though, have you? You've been just doing it. Yeah, no. That's a lot.
November 20th was 25 years since I walked into a wrestling school. So wow.
Good for you. That's a long time.
I think we're done with destroyers. I think I'm done with snap German suplexes from people who couldn't physically do them to people unless they jumped. I'm done with that. Stop fixing your fucking hair mid-match when you're selling. Just fucking stay there.
Hold on though. I have something about that though, right? Dan Barry, have you watched the Japanese wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Do you like Misawa?
Yeah.
Mr. Take a big move, immediately fix my tights.
Oh yeah. It doesn't mean it's clear. That's not what made him a good wrestler. You know what I mean?
I know, but some things like that, I'm like, well, I can overlook those things, like if they're like good enough. You know what I mean?
No, but I just hate when it's like, oh, I just took a super kick, I'm supposed to be unconscious. It's like
fix it.
It's the little things. I get it.
It's so
But I do love Misawa constantly fixing his tights. Like, I think that shit is hilarious.
Yeah, he's like, oh man, I just got dropped on my head on the floor, but I don't want anyone to see my underbelly.
I know, it's so good. It's like a fat dude in the pool with their t-shirt on.
Hey guys, I want Shining Wizards. I want you right now to name the one indie wrestler who's getting a lot of buzz that you fucking hate. Go.
Oh,
one indie wrestler is getting a lot of buzz that I fucking hate.
Jeez. I'll say mine right now, Mr. Puerto Rico Ralph Soto.
That's no working. Come on now. Come on. I'll say it's still be working.
I'll say love Mr. Puerto Rico Ralph Soto.
Vicious Vin can kick rock.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Ding, what? Not on my watch.
I mean, Ralph Soto, whatever, but Vicious Vin, come on, man. Okay,
sure thing, Ryan Wing, hit the bricks.
Yeah.
Wait a second. You don't like the way he walks to the ring with that, like.
I don't like the way he stuck his hand out his pants before he walked out the curtain and high-fived all the kids.
What a dick! What a dick move that was.
Literally. Wow.
How long are you in Ireland for?
10 days. I was here. I got here on Thursday. I leave on Saturday.
What do they do for Thanksgiving in Ireland?
Assume what I did tonight. Hopefully, they got wild turkey over here and Daddy's going to go fucking nuts.
There you go. Daddy.
Kaylee, you were saying how much you hate female independent wrestlers. Go ahead.
No, I'm a girl's girl. I support all females. We're all fighting the good fight.
except you know who. I don't think we have to say her name. I'll just do this and you understand. Good. All right.
Okay. All right. No. Now we don't understand. Come on, Dan.
I'm trying to think of who I could say it about. They would like. Oh yeah, on, Kayla, you know what Kayla hates? You know what Kayla told me she hates? Willow Nightingale. Now I don't want to start. I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm
Willow's kidding. Awesome.
Anyone who clips this, I'm very sorry. I'm just fucking kidding.
I couldn't imagine. Yeah, well, imagine anybody hating Willow Nightingale. Like,
one. I know.
Like that's rumor killer off the rip.
Kendall, when you voted for Donald Trump, did you think it was for his fiscal prospect?
No, I think he's unfortunately the most funny guy. So
tragic.
I mean, he was a lot funnier than anybody else going around. So, you know, I vote for
if
humor.
Only if it was a comedy contest.
Yeah, that's what it was for me. That's
Sal Renaro's here.
Yes, please. Sal Renaro has joined us. My God.
From this fucking train wreck.
Hey, he's one of the three guys that totally rule. You guys better respect that.
You know who wasn't? Willow Nightingale. She's the worst.
Totally joking. She's not a guy, so it's, you know.
Fair enough. Yes. She's, yeah. Although I couldn't, can we even do the guys that totally rule in 2025 anymore? Like, it's.
I mean, I think so, but I mean.
Hey, I'm pretty sure somebody will get their feelings hurt about it. So,
really? Oh, 100%. Yeah. You're going to get Carbon. Like, why didn't you say my name?
Yes.
You didn't say my name.
Carbon beings that totally rule. That's the 2025 safe version.
So, Sal, who sucks in 2025? Aside from
all sorts of people. Geno Smith, Pete Carroll. Sorry. I'm a Raiders fan. So my taste in football sucks. Who else is the worst in 2025? There's a lot. There's a lot of bad out there, guys.
Sal, let me say this. Who is on the come up right now who you think should have their wings cut out from under them? Let's hear some names. Who do you think?
No pressure.
Just say Marcus Mathers. We're good. I'm just
kidding. Wow.
We're throwing shots here. Ben Bishop. Am I right, guys? What a jerk.
Ben Bishop. Big trouble in my ass.
Oh, he's gonna make a video about this, you know, guys.
No, yeah. Ben's good people.
They're all
what about
great
JJ Rogue.
They're all great people.
Paul Walter Hauser, that douchebag, this guy.
Yeah.
Cruel. Come on, man.
He's 7 feet tall, you know.
I've heard. And he was actually taught that. It's
he was five.
When I first started working with him, he was 6'7". It's all don't fucking yeah. Yeah. You're welcome, wrestling world. I fixed that. I taught him up real good.
The fuck is
taught him up 5 whole inches.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, if I could teach what never mind. We won't go there. there it is. There it is. It took a minute, but it hit.
I'm really glad the Shining Wizard has gone off the rails so bad right now.
So we wanted.
Happy anniversary. Yeah. Like,
Happy anniversary.
I'm never the guy to get thrown on a show to save it from going off the rails. I'm the conductor pushing it off the rails. So I apologize for all of that, guys.
Oh, no. Dan Barry already got it started, man. It's all good.
Yeah, sorry. I'm drunk right now. God. Kayla, goodbye. I'm sorry that I ruined
you. I know. I love seeing all you guys. You guys are funny. Kayla, but again, so happy 14 years. Of course. You guys have been always supportive, and I support you guys 100%. So.
And you know, anytime you want to come back, please. Just
yeah, definitely. I will, for sure. You guys are the best.
Have a good night, guys. Well,
have a good night, guys.
And now the sausage party really begins.
Yes.
All right, everybody, take your pricks out. Come on now. What's wrong with you? I'm trying to get Gino to fucking talk.
Sal, quick, teach me 5 inches.
Yeah, right now. That's
run down. Teach me 5 inches.
Oh, that's already been written down.
Yet another soundbite.
Because Gino didn't run 5 inches.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no. I don't think the lifts and the boots are going to work this time. It's
yeah. Nah, not a shot in hell.
I mean, this is what I want. I wanted complete fucking chaos tonight. So you guys are really
good.
A home run for me.
Well, happy birthday, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Emil, it's great.
Yeah, wait, 14, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Just to put things in perspective.
I'll pretend I said you 18.
Yes, there it is.
Easy, RF. Easy. Take it easy over there.
Whoa. Take it easy there, Buck.
Man, that guy
called perverted justice.
That guy threatened me with legal action because I wouldn't stop making fun of him on the internet for it. So then
ironic, right?
I just stopped making fun of him on the internet for it. I'm like, fuck. Like, I guess I'm done with this shit. But, like, fuck you, dude. 14, damn, LOL. I'll pretend you said 18. That is a legitimate quote from the internet.
No, Buck has joined the chat. Someone say 14.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I might have to leave shortly.
Well, you guys have a good night.
I might be in big trouble.
It is time to rock and roll, boys.
Oh, we lost Dan?
Yeah, Dan said, fuck this.
Smart man. It's smart flex.
Sal,
I apologize in advance for anything that I've
said. Sal, you were saying just to put things into perspective.
Oh yeah, just to put things in perspective. I started training at 13, so this podcast has lasted longer than my life prior to my pro grappling experience, which is kind of wild to think about. A couple more years, it can vote for the president. I mean, come on. Let's get it.
There you go.
The show's going tonight. We might not, may not make
it. It might not be. Yeah. Yeah. Might not make it out of Trump.
I'm ready to die, guys.
Yeah. No, go out on that hill. That's what I'm talking about.
What do you mean you're ready to die?
I've done a lot. If it's over, it's over. Fuck
it's been a hell of a run. It's been a hell of a run.
Let's not prolong the inevitable.
I try to remind my kids daily that the end is a lot closer for me than the beginning. So fucking gear up, boys. Let's
get ready. Get ready.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I hear it. I hear you. I just saw a birthday, and people were like, "Why didn't you do anything?" And I'm like, "I don't know. Fucking, it's just another day."
Oh yeah, we're living in an apocalyptic world already.
So, I do things at shows a lot of times to pop myself, because I'm selfish, and we were doing a show at a family fun center. This is 2010. And the promoter had told me, like, hey, we're doing a birthday, happy birthday for one of the guys, for one of the patrons at intermission. And I was a heel. So I was like, hey, let me bust it up.
Yeah.
And he was like, what? I was like, come on, man. Like, I'll let them, you know, because all the baby faces were in the ring. I was like, I'll let the baby faces, you know, put my face in the cake or whatever. But like, let's not just stand all up. Let's not have everybody stand out there with their dicks in their hands. Let me bust this party up and have a good time. And so he did. So in the middle of happy birthday, I get the mic from the back and I just start berating this guy that nobody cares about his birthday. Everybody has one. Nobody cares. Way to not die for 365 days. Way to, you know, like, what a thing to celebrate. You really did it. Way to reach for the stars, Chief. Obviously nobody smartened the guy up, but they didn't smarten his children up either. They were not happy about the situation.
Jeez, Louise.
Yeah. So like the baby faces were shooting, like holding back fired up teenagers. And I was like, this is great. I want to do this every week.
Yes. That's what I like.
Oh, it was wonderful.
That is pro wrestling, man.
Right? That's what I tried to sell him. Like, this is what, like, look at him. Look at him. Like, this is everything that pro wrestling needs to be.
Yes, and
the
idea of a work is to work people up. Like, come
absolutely.
On, bro. Like,
yes.
Get it.
Yes.
Like, let's work them up until they want to.
No, it got great heat. People wanted to fight me.
Yeah,
it was wonderful.
Perfect.
When we were doing the YRR stuff in FIP, Gabe wanted to cut the balls off us earlier, and I was like, hey, we're not doing anything until I get a trash shower. Like that was my that was the bucket list thing. Like I want us to get so much heat that they're bombarding us with trash, and. When we did, the visual was awesome until I got hit in the face with a pickle. And then I was like, pickles hurt, man. This wasn't my best flex. But it was awesome.
All that grind. It's all that grind in there,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. It was a strong grind. It was that was a deep deal. That was not sweet and sour. That was they brought
the spicy pickle.
Yes. There may have been some horseradish on that thing. I don't know. We pretty much reached the apex of my pickle jargon.
Who doesn't love a good pickle? Guys, you are awesome for joining us. We are going to take a break. So.
Yes, that's a good reset. I got to go to the store. I'm out of these. You know, I can't do that.
Well, don't drink and drive, Emil.
The store is close. I can walk.
Yeah, don't let them boss you around. Live your life.
Come on, man.
The store, I live mere like 6 blocks from the store.
Yeah, now you're a grown-ass man. Go get your stuff.
All right. I can just go to the store. Like.
Gentlemen, before we hit this break, I'm going to go. I'm at the gym. I interrupted everything because I remembered I wanted to call in. Let me get back to doing mundane lifting of things, but seriously, here's for another 14 years. You guys
Hell
are
yeah.
awesome.
For Hell sure. Yeah. For sure.
Happy birthday, boys.
Thank you, Sal. Thank you very much. Thank
yes.
You. Emil, thank you, man. Good luck on your trip to the store. And keep fucking crushing it with GCW, man. You guys fucking.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a hell of a run that we're on. And I'm really happy to be there. And I'm really happy to be here with you guys. Once again, it's always a pleasure. And we'll have to do like a long form gimmick, I guess, like we did a couple months ago. Yes. How long ago was that? Was that a couple months ago?
Yes, it was a couple
months. Like a couple months ago and the time before that and whenever like that wasn't my first time. But anyhow, yeah, I got to come on again, and I'm looking forward to it. And once again, congratulations to everybody to keep something going for as long as y'all have. It's not easy. No, it's not.
We're proud of it. We like to have fun with it. So
yeah, for sure. And you guys have put a lot of focus and a lot of eyes and ears, I guess, on a lot of people who really deserve it over the years. So that's, you know, you guys have been a net positive for the content creation game in pro wrestling. So I personally thank you guys for that. Without shows like this, who knows how far people would get, and the exposure they would have, and who would get to hear them, who would get to, you know about them the first time. So you guys have been doing some real great work. Appreciate y'all.
We appreciate it, Emil. Thank you, man. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll talk soon. We'll get you back on the show for a regular spot.
Yes, indeed. Hit me up anytime. We'll make it work, and I'd love to talk to you guys. And not only thank you to you guys for keeping a show alive, but thank you for the audience for keeping the show alive too. Because like without the audience, like there's no reason to do this. So thank you everybody involved in the Shining Wizards podcast.
Emil, you're the best. Thanks, man. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Emil.
Thanks. Just throw him right out.
Where did you go?
I had to talk to Uncle Danny. It's all right.
Oh, Uncle Danny. Okay, good. Wow, that was a whirlwind of a first hour.
It's one way to put it.
Chaos.
It's fucking great.
Oh, fucking great.
Fucking great.
But I guess it's like serendipitous that Henry Godwin is either running late or forgot he had to call in, because I feel like we needed a little lull just for the four of us. Now, Tony, do you see the screen? Like, you see how the screen is set up, right?
What did I do?
So I didn't realize this because I only listened to last week's episode in podcast form. Apparently you didn't have the settings proper, so the whole show on YouTube.
No,
not the sideways thing, Tony, not the sideways thing. That was on me. That was a me problem. I said it a certain way. Just gonna give me 1 second here. No, not like...
Well, happy fucking 14 years to me
too. Oh, you know, I was gonna bust your balls, and I didn't know it was a thing until Handsome Kevin brought it up. Fast forward, hold on. Come on, volume thing, go away. Let me show Tony what he did last week. Oh no, wait.
Yeah, oh no, eat a dick.
Look at this, HK. In whatever this is, they are in the frame.
Yeah.
That's very strange.
No, it's not, because I know what I'm doing. Eat a shit.
I watched it. It was all jacked up.
Nope, there were two separate links.
There are two streams.
Yep. The other stream is the fucked up
one. That was my fault. Yeah, because this is what the other stream looked like.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep, that's the one I watched.
What's more disturbing, that stream has like 60 views and not a single person was like, what's wrong with you guys?
Oh, no, Al did.
Yeah, sideways chodes.
Yeah, we were sideways chodes.
Sideways chodes. I like that. I like that a lot. All right, never mind. That was...
It was good seeing Gino again for 2.5 seconds.
Yeah, look, I you know. You want me to tell him to come back?
No, please.
A stupid fucking question.
Do you feel like doing a thing? You want to go over the top there, buddy?
Sure. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, you know the music?
Balls. No, fuck you. I'm doing production. Kevin's back. He can handle that.
It's not in the
up against the wall, grabbing at my balls. Take me home.
Keep going. One more time. Give it to me.
The fuck are you doing?
Don't stop now.
No, come on. You're gonna get a strike on this goddamn thing. Fucking. Oh my god.
You guys, don't worry. I got it.
You got it? You got one of those YouTube strikes.
We preempted another podcast for this tonight. To be on our best behavior on our HANA.
Yeah, our best behavior. There was a fucking RF joke, a Buck Zumwalt joke.
No, a Buck Zumwalt appearance.
Jeez Louise. Rock and roll, Buck Zumwalt. All right, we're going to go back to November 13th, 2011. TNA turning point. Robbie E defeated Eric Young to win the TNA Television Championship. Mexican America.
Mexican American.
Defeated Inc. Incorporated.
It takes Spanish and get a B.
Austin Aries defeated Jesse Sorensen and Kid Cash to retain the X Division title. RVD beat Christopher Daniels in a no DQ match. Crimson and Matt Morgan ended in a double DQ. Abyss and Mr. Anderson defeated Immortals. The tag team of Bully Ray and Scott Steiner. Gail Kim defeated Velvet Sky to win the women's knockout title. Jeff Hardy defeated Jeff Jarrett. And Bobby Roode retained the TNA world title against AJ Styles. 2011 style. Tony, take it over the top.
Acacia trees in Africa communicate with each other. They emit gases to alert other trees to produce the toxin tannin, which protects them from hungry animals. Wrestling fans have a similar form of communication when they refuse to use deodorant and emit BO to protect themselves from women.
Did you see the video of Rhea Ripley showing people how to put deodorant on this week?
No, but that sounds amazing.
That's fucking amazing. All right, we are going back to November 21st, 2011, Survivor Series. We got Dolph Ziggler defeating John Morrison to retain the U.S. Championships. Beth Phoenix defeats Eve in a Lumberjill match to retain the Divas title. Team Barrett of Jack Swagger, Hunico, Wade Barrett, Dolph Ziggler again, and Cody Rhodes defeat Team Orton of Mason Ryan, Kofi Kingston, Sin Cara, Sheamus, and Randy Orton. The Big Show defeats Mark Henry by DQ. CM Punk defeats Alberto Del Rio to win the title. And John Cena and The Rock defeat Awesome Truth to win nothing. Tony, take it over the top.
King Henry VIII of England had servants called Grooms of Stool who wiped him clean after he visited the toilet. Little did Rhiannon know she would be marrying the King of Stool.
You write that down.
I'm going to November 20th, 2011 for Attack Pro Wrestling.
Attack.
Mike Hitchman defeats Max Angelis. In a four-way tag team match, Family Against Sinners defeat Chris Brookers, Flash Morgan, the Hunter Brothers, and Wild at Heart. In a singles match, Styx defeats Eddie Dennis. In a three-way match, Damian Dunn defeats Jeff Cornell and Ryan Smile. In the main event, Zack Sabre Jr. defeats Pete Dunne. Tony, take me over the top.
A simordnalap is like a palindrome, but it's when one word spelled backwards makes a different word. For example, desserts backward is stressed, and live is evil. Perhaps most famously is the phrase Resol Nikuf, an ambiguous phrase which roughly translates to great person. It's Simordnilap, fucking loser! That was a little cerebral.
Did you cut it early?
Play it again.
Yeah. One more time.
Oh, we got to get so many strikes. Gino Goss says thanks for the Veda Scott comment, Tony.
Why, he hates Veda Scott?
No, he just didn't know what MLJ's problem was. He's trying to get back on, but he can't do the sound gimmick. He's having issues.
No. That's all right. We'll get you on another time, Gino. It's all good.
It was nice to see him. A lot of familiar faces. I was telling these guys before the show when I was reaching out to all these people, I forget, like, it's a new version of the Shining Wizards. Like, people aren't familiar with Brundo and HK from, like, years ago. Yeah.
What did he call Brundo?
Taz. Fat Taz, I think. I can live with that.
Man, can I take a piss again before Sick Boy shows up?
I threw out Who Hates JJ Rogue, and I was expecting and fingers crossed for somebody to go, who's that?
Well, I'm not even going to remove myself because I know you guys are just going to bring it back up.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me know if Sick Boy shows up.
Nah.
Sick Boy's on his way to the can.
Sick Boy just left.
He fucking waddles like a cripple.
He does close the door now, though.
Oh, because he knows progress. We're going to fuck with him. That's why.
He's making progress.
Oh, boy.
I hope he pisses on his shirt again.
Fellas, 14 years. How's it been joining the crew, enjoying the ride?
I was thinking about that. Am I three or 4 years now?
Sure. I don't know. I watched, for some reason, when I was doing the production, I found the file for the 700th anniversary, and that's where Brundo joined us. And it mentioned where you were officially made a wizard, and I, fuck me if I remember.
Yeah. I was thinking about that earlier today. I was going, geez, I wonder when... Because I know the first time we all got together was that Down the Aisle special.
Yeah, Saturday night.
Saturday night, yeah. Yep. It was a lot of fun.
We had a fuck ton of people on that episode, too.
Yeah.
Yep, Aunt Money.
When Aunt Money was still doing podcasts.
I miss that guy.
We all do.
Hey, what border you think Clark Connors was trying to go over?
Probably Canada.
I was going to go with Idaho.
Oh, you meant like exactly where? I don't know. It was still pretty bright.
They don't stop you at the border in Idaho.
Still a border. You just asked what border. Idaho's a border.
Well, Idaho's a state.
Well, there's a border surrounding it.
Well, there's a border surrounding every state. I mean.
Towns, too.
They don't stop you at those, though.
No, they should. Especially if you're coming from fucking Idaho.
That's fair.
Hey, do you guys, do you want to see some of the videos that our friend SJ from the Street Team got us?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
We love SJ. All right. She always does good by us.
She does. I didn't ask her to do this. She do did us. This on her. Do it. Do this.
Do us.
She did this on her. So she got us 7 past guests.
Seven.
Wow. Yeah, she did. I didn't
you
ask
sure her. It wasn't six.
Six, seven. And we'll explain that to us. So we're going to go with our friend.
Did he? I feel like he talked about it for 10 minutes, but didn't get anywhere.
Cliff notes.
Let's hear from our friend Bay Ragney.
Yo, guys, what's up? It's Bay Ragney, a.k.a. Chubby Dudley, the original, ECW original. And I just got to say, what's up? Happy freaking anniversary to the Shining Wizards, who are truly the most extreme podcast and the one that I always have had a blast going on, because you don't know what the fuck is going to be said. You're going to laugh your ass off nonstop and just have an amazing time. Hey, happy anniversary. Many, many more. Can't wait to come back and hang out with you guys. You guys fucking rock. Talk to you soon.
That was nice of Bay.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Good guy. Solid guy.
Who did that?
Who did we good?
What?
You muted your mic.
No, it started playing again. Did you hear that, or was it just me?
No, it's just you.
All right. Sorry. My bad, homies. We got a little action from the Robo Ginger.
14 years. Happy anniversary, Shining Wizard Podcast. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day. A last more set is the greatest way. But this is for you. Happy birthday to Gary J. Goes away now.
I've not watched any of these.
That was wonderful. That was awesome.
We got a little Lindsay Snow.
Happy 14th anniversary, Shining Wizards Podcast. From Lindsay Snow and Pussy World Order.
So Pussy World Order is still a thing, huh?
I got a lot of questions.
Is that the dog's name?
That's what I thought she was saying at first. Like, Pussy Willow was the dog's name. But then she, no, Pussy World Order.
Yeah, but you said, like, it's still a thing. So you know about the PWO and you didn't tell us, Tony?
That's women's extreme wrestling, dude. WEW. Come on, dude. I have, like, half the collection on DVD here.
I am not shocked.
You want to borrow them? A little 6-7 action with the DVD?
Rip me a copy. Yeah, but the last women's extreme wrestling show, according to a cage match, was in 2008.
I don't think so. Z-Oli-Oli-Oli 6-7. Z-Oli-Oli-Oli 6-7.
You're the best, Tony.
I know, Brundo. I love you too, buddy.
How about our friend Ruby Rays?
Shining Wizards Podcast, I just wanted to wish you a happy 14th. Literally, at this given point, it's a whole teenager. Hope you're ready to deal with that. Have fun.
Summon the Zoom off.
Someone say 14 again?
God damn it, man.
We lose Tony?
I'm looking for my DVDs. Hang on.
You want to hear the next video?
Yes.
See? There you go. Look at that.
Yeah, but what's the last date on them?
I don't know, but here we go. We got the PWO is right there. See? It says the PWO. Can you see it somewhere?
No.
No.
Good.
God, no, I can't fucking see it to begin with. All right, let's Sam Stackhouse sent us a video.
Sam Stackhouse here. Just wanted to pop in. Wish you guys at the Shining Wizard Podcast congratulations on 15 years. That's insane. That's a long time. A decade and a half of showing up, grinding, giving people something great to watch and listen to. I just wanted to say thank you for you guys for letting me be a small part of that legacy. And here's to the next 15 years. You guys keep doing what you're doing. Congratulations.
No, nothing. Nobody.
Well, you didn't say anything, you fucking chud.
Well, I'm just glad that he's, you know, around.
Why wouldn't he be?
Didn't he have all the storms coming through?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we got two more videos left. First, we're going to play Vicious Vicky.
This is Vicious Vicky Venuto, and I am giving a huge shout out to the Shining Wizards Podcast. I was lucky enough to be a guest at one point in time in my career. Thank you guys so much, and happy 14-year anniversary. That is such a huge accomplishment, and here's to 14 more.
Killing it in ISPW. Love Vicious.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Hey, you know, Alexis Lurie is on one of these, or a few of these DVDs, actually.
Is that Mickey James?
Fuck yeah, it is.
I think I saved the best for last.
So's G.I. Ho.
Ho!
Who is G.I. Ho?
I don't know who she is, but Amanda Storm, you should learn her name because she cuts the greatest promo ever on G.I. Ho.
I know which one you're talking about.
G.I. Ho, you commie fucking bimbo. And she starts talking about ripping off her limbs and sticking them up her pussy and her ass and using her as a fucking puppet. It's fucking great.
Jesus, criminy.
That's why they called it Women's Extreme Wrestling. 8 volumes on that 4 DVD set, by the way.
All right, let's get this last video out of the way. I think this might be the best one.
Oh, yeah. It said Shining Wizards were just a cup of coffee, yeah. But 14 years later, freak out, freak out. Oh, yeah. The Macho Man of Tobin has a message for the Shining Wizard. Yeah, dang it. Happy anniversary. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's the fucking best.
He is the best. Fucking love that guy.
Oh, the Macho Man. That's all the videos from that SJ from the street team got. She went out on her own accord and she acquired those for us. Thank you. Huge shout out to SJ. Love you. This G.I. Ho looks like a G.I. Ho for show.
Well, Google Amanda Storm.
God.
Oh, she's a treat. Hold on, yep, that's Amanda Storm, all right. Oof.
Oh, boy. Should I not Google this?
No, it's fine.
She cut some amazing...
Now I'm interested.
Amanda Storm fucking rules.
Amanda Storm wrestler.
Oh, it's a shame. She's been inactive since 2010. She's 61 years old.
She got a Twitter?
Hold on, let me see. I know G.I. Ho has an Instagram. The Real Amanda Storm also has
The Instagram. Real Amanda Storm. Yeah, there you go.
Oh boy.
Oh, her promo's there, the second fucking post.
In that DVD set, Tony, do you have Extreme Ho Fair?
What is that part of the DVDs? I only got up to volume 8.
only.
It's Extreme Ho Fair.
What the fuck?
What's the matter, bro?
We're living in a wild world.
Why is that?
What is it? My wife just delivered an alcoholic beverage to me. Thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
Oh, she had to make room in the refrigerator.
Ah.
So we're prepping for Turkey Day.
She said, get your shit out. Hi, Ree.
He's got no problem with that.
You know, we call your husband the King of Stool.
Thank you, Bear.
Bear?
Bear. Bear.
I would figure you would be the bear.
Yeah. That's how I figured it.
Yeah. Just ravaging the poor little bunny rabbit.
I called my wife a bunny rabbit.
But, I mean, you'd be the bear. Then what are you?
I don't fucking know. She doesn't have a nickname for me.
Hey, you.
Stupid.
Hey, if you guys were a tag team, you'd be Stupid Bear. Oh, man.
How we made it 14 years is beyond me.
I really don't understand it, dude.
And you know what, Kayla? Maybe this is a question tailored more towards HK and Brundo, since they've been with us for 2+ years. Brundo, we made him official last year, right? But he was doing notes and stuff, and he joined the show. And then HK's been with us a little while longer, but like maybe it's a little easier for you guys. Favorite guest? I mean, favorite show? I know you mentioned the puppet time, Brundo, but like 14 years is a fucking long time. I can't speak for Tony, but I can speak for myself. Like, there's a lot of great episodes, but I don't know if I really have a favorite. Like, there's so much. The fucking, when I came back from my cruise and you assholes were making fun of me about the fucking ice cream on my chest, like, that's a pretty good one for me.
There's two episodes that always come to mind. One is one where it was just me and Tony. So we had a fucking amazing time that night, just busting double T's balls all night. And I'm also going to be super partial to the birthday show that you guys did for me, because that was that's I can still go back and sit down and watch that and just enjoy it. So,
my God, Savio Vega wished you happy birthday.
Savio Vega, yeah, he once wished me a happy birthday.
He also no-sold the shit out of a Jerry Lawler pile driver at the Survivor Series.
Yeah, well, he was supposed to.
Oh, how the tables have turned. Brundo, what about you, buddy?
For interviews, I always go back to the last interview you guys did with Sonny Kiss. That was a fucking home run. It was so much fun. So,
yeah, and Sonny was giving me a hard time. Like, I was saying inappropriate things about him. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? He's like, you say naughty things. I've been listening. I'm like, to who, me?
I'll tell you what. I started listening to that Stevie Richards podcast again. Do you remember, Tony, in the middle of that interview we did with him? He was like, are you the guys that have been talking shit about me?
Was I on that episode?
It was in your fucking basement. I'll never forget it.
Stevie Richards was in my basement?
No, but we were doing the show and he was on the phone with us.
And he said we were talking shit
for like Extreme Rising. And we were like 15 minutes into interviewing him. And he's like, wait, are you the guys that are talking shit about me? And we were like, it was like someone pulled the fucking e-brake. I definitely shit my pants. This was in the beginning when we were just interviewing people and like typing out like the questions we were going to ask them. Like,
well, when Matt interviewed Drew Gulak, we fucking crucified him for asking him about past wrestling experiences. Oh, so I guess he felt like he had to be a little more prepared. That's all right. I almost had Raven fucking walk off the show.
You did have him walk off the show. You asked him the same question that somebody else had just asked him. He was like, sorry, guys, I got to go walk my dog. And he hung up.
And I can't even say I was old at that point because I think it was like a year or two in. Hey, man, shit happens. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, some of my favorite times when I was listening was when you guys would just go off on like talking about fucking folding laundry or, you know, shit like that. It was just always hilarious somehow. But yeah, it's good times.
Socks in the house, folding laundry. Yeah.
Hot dog eating contest.
Oh, I forgot about the hot dog eating contest.
Yeah. I will.
Oh, eating your sister under the table? Somehow that didn't become the title of an episode. Your stepsister's too hot for her own damn title. Not eat your sister under the table.
I can write it down now.
I mean, did we do it? You know what? Phil Rea joining us. He brings up a good point. Remember when Joey Janela came to the house and he got fucking shit-faced and my wife was ready to murder him? I've got like a 4-year-old upstairs. My wife's trying to put him to bed and this fucking guy is drunk off his ass, screaming, putting on the Starman mask Starman. And running around. And we had the fucking sign girls here for that one too.
They Bless drove you. Him. Like that was the thing. Like they drove him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Are we boring you?
No, sorry. Just like had a fucking sneeze attack. They drove him and they like provided the beer for him. Now my arm was in a sling. Remember that?
No, you were hurt for that? Yeah.
I separated my shoulder. I'll tell you what.
Jeez, you're really pounding off.
I will tell you that, and this is something that was, it might have come up on the Patreon bonus show. You know who I fucking hated?
Willow Nightingale.
No,
yeah,
she's a sweetheart. She's never been on the show either. Ref Hansen. That guy was a fucking jerk-off scumbag.
Was I on for that one?
It was at your fucking house. That's what pissed me off.
Was I on for that one could be the
was
title.
That, was, that a, was that an Eddie booking?
Of course it was. He was a real piece of shit, that fucking Ref Hansen. There's a lot of, like, we've been blessed. Like, Vincent, I fucking love Vincent dearly.
Yeah, Vince is cool as shit. I'm
so fucking grateful.
But, I mean, like, look at the crew we had tonight. Like, even Gino, for all the fucking problems with his equipment, dude. He's always been a genuinely good dude. Vincent, Kayla, Dan Barry when he's fucking not too shooting the wind.
Oh, Dan Barry's so fucking great.
Bro, when he's like, so when you voted for Trump, I'm like, here we fucking go.
He's doing a fucking comedy set. Fucking MLJ's going up. Fucking Clark Connors. Like, he hit it right on the nail. In and out real fast. That's what I was looking for. I love that these guys fucking want to hang out. Sal Renaro? It's fucking great.
Yeah, Sal's awesome.
It's fucking great. Don't know what happened to Hog or Sick Boy.
Maybe they watched the first hour and they said, I had enough of this. You know what? Don't even push the issue. Fuck it.
I'm not pushing the issue. I'm enjoying my time with my friends.
Yeah, this was good.
Now, I love Bret Hart as much as the next guy.
Oh, we're going into news?
I mean, we got to talk about something, right? Let's play
a fucking game. I ain't talking about AEW either.
Oh, come on, bro. Shit. He went out and said, like, fucking Vince and Shawn Michaels were fucking.
Oh, I only heard that he said Sheamus doesn't know how to punch.
No, he was like, you know, they were a little too close. I think they were sleeping with each other. Come on, Brett. Did he really say that?
Yeah, it was mentioned in the Discord last night.
I was going to say
the fucking Brokeback thing.
He said it so politely too. Like, oh, I bet you they were sleeping together.
I alluded to that in the Year of Duke and Rogue last season. Maybe he's listening.
Completely possible.
That's a. I mean, look, I love Brett, but he's like. Someone was like, do you know who MJF? Someone asked him a question about MJF. He was like, I don't know who that is. You were in an AEW ring with him.
In fairness, even if he watches the AEW product sporadically, where the fuck is MJF?
No. Tony, he did a segment with him in the ring.
So what?
He has 50 years of segments.
Yeah, you think that means anything to him?
Not remember.
He has an amazing wrestling memory. That's why his book is one of the greatest wrestling books ever.
How much does he remember about WCW where he wasn't pissed off?
I would want to forget about that either.
But that's what I mean. Like, maybe he just forgot about AEW.
And I'm going to throw out a fair warning to you three fellas.
Oh, boy. You're making a comeback? You're going to win picks?
No, picks is a wash. But you know what I'm winning next year? I'm winning the death pool. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I've been getting dropped a little hints here and there of some tiny wrestlers who aren't doing so well. They just got to make it to the end of the year. I'm cashing in. 2026 is coming up, Bowman.
Tiny wrestlers.
You only get half a point for that, Matt.
No, yeah. Fuck you. I get you. No, I don't get half. That's a person. Still death. They still get a gravestone.
It's not a real person, though.
It's half a real person.
I should get a point and a half for Tugger, then.
He ain't. And also, I'm only like 20 minutes into the latest episode of Year in Duke and Rogue. How dare you not be. You want fucking Mike Rotundo to die?
What?
Duke's like, you know, he's not doing so great. And you're like, maybe when this episode's over, we might be giving him a moment of silence next episode. And it would be a shame. And you're like, I don't think so. I'm paraphrasing.
That sounds like a pretty, pretty, pretty big paraphrase there.
And I was like, motherfucker, he's wishing death on IRS. How dare you?
Yeah, but he doesn't even have the captain on his list.
No.
That's cool.
Nothing, Captain Mike Rotundo. Really? We don't remember that when he was a sailor.
Yes. What do you want? I said no. What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
You're a fucking toot toot. What do you want?
Check your underwear.
Looking at the list now.
Night night
night night. Night.
Oh, what the fuck did I say into the fucking car the other day? And I read it back, and I just started laughing because, like, this is right in HK and Al's fucking wheelhouse.
Oh, HK, real quick.
Yeah.
The U.S. Postal Service can get off my fucking lawn, and here's why. I sent Al his Christmas shirt 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Guess what came back with return to sender? No such number. I was off by one number. You would think the fucking postman or whoever was delivering it would have realized, Mr. Day, he's at this address, not this address, right across the fucking street. Nope. Send that shit back to New Jersey.
See, you get that shit in those big towns like Huntsville. In my town, you could have just written seven on the envelope and put my
six,
name.
Seven, no, six, they, seven, they, six, seven. The only.
Fuck. And they would have been like, yeah. I owe him $10 anyway, so I'll stop by.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, HK. Our guy, True Prince of Pro, Matt, has been with us for a very long time. We talk about Shining Wizards memories. I remember making a hype video for your 8th anniversary live show that Dave LaGreca, LSG, Fala, and Crowbar as guests.
That's right. That was an awesome video.
An awesome video and an awesome time. And also a very, very inebriated promoter was there.
True Prince of Pro is awesome. That whole night was amazing, dude. Dave LaGreca was like, fuck Kevin, I'll become the next wizard. No, it was you. You were in the bathroom. And we're like, welcome back. I'm Tony. I'm Kevin. And he's like, I'm Dave.
He was like, you guys want to talk about the fucking 1992 Royal Rumble? Talk about yourselves. We didn't know what the fuck we were doing.
No, we didn't want to talk about ourselves. Why do we say nobody wants to hear us talk? Like, they want to fucking have, hear us have a good time. That's all.
They've clearly tuned in for 769 straight weeks of this.
Yeah, but they don't want to. They don't want us pontificating about 768 before. They want to hear new memories on 769. You know,
I don't know
69. And bro, you didn't even do the gimmick in your opening. How ill prepared were you tonight? It's wrestling talk
and talk about wrestling.
Tony,
Brando,
Double T,
handsome Kevin.
I don't know. You're
better
weird
late
fucking,
than never.
Weird fucking AI thing threw me for a fucking loop.
Oh, when fucking Buck showed up and it went, nope, we're not doing that. I fucking, I fucking lost it.
And then, like, well, I don't know. Like, every guy looked like Brock Lesnar. What are you? What was? I don't understand.
I couldn't find any other references for 14. Well, actually, Brundo and I found one together. I won't put all the heat on him. But apparently 14 is like a fucking neo-Nazi associated number. So I'm like, can't do that one.
The K is like what? K is the seventh. What's A, B, C, D?
No, oh, no. He passed eight. He got lost.
Take off your shoes. You can count higher.
Like three.
Oh,
like,
wait. You yeah, take your socks off.
I got my socks on.
Oh, take them off so you can count to 20.
I'm taking them off. Easy shit. Fucker.
Somebody yeah, said so Kamala is at 15 then?
Fucking boo. Yeah, so I don't know. So I ran it a few times and I thought everyone was funnier than the next. And then Eddie Guerrero popped up for some reason.
Because he died like fucking 20 years ago, like a week ago.
Somebody made a video of him in the ring, and I don't know, he was holding up a sign about something else and said, yeah, why not Shining Wizards? And I put it in, and sure enough, there you go.
It's also been a long time since I did an intro. Why did you want me to do it?
Because you're like a stalwart. You've been here since day one. That's why.
Yeah.
Brenda wanted to give you the honors.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I was just
all for this.
I don't know about that. Yeah. Maybe I say that, but then, like, you know, I spent copious amounts of time trying to promote this fucking show. So I guess so. I guess I'll hang my hat on that. Pretty proud of that.
Hope God damn, Gino was fucking funny.
Boy, you're fucking.
God damn it.
Hope all your pigs die, Henry. You fuck.
That fucking line. God Jeez. Damn it. I feel bad Gino couldn't stick around.
I could tell him to come back.
No. We need me time. We need us time.
You're done with Gino. Wow, hot.
No, for today.
Okay.
Can we bring back Emil?
Careful what you wish for, young man.
No, we're fine. We're good.
Be careful what you wish for.
Stop finagling more guests.
I'm not finagling anything. I'm looking at the messages.
You know what made Brundo really happy last week? At 9 o'clock, when we hit stop end stream.
This is a celebration, though.
Celebration.
I knew it. I was I thought we go in stereo. That's why I stopped myself.
It's hard not to do that, man. It's catchy. Like the A-sh. It's catchy. A-sh.
Where did Kevin go? I don't stand.
It's right there.
Diane. Kevin's right here. Bro,
did you talk to your mother?
I asked if she wanted to join us. She was like, why?
I'm not talking about that. Can she? She's making J.O.
photos. Oh, I told her, and she's like, what? It was Christmas. It doesn't stay there forever. I said, Ma, it's on Facebook.
It's in fucking forever. HK's head forever. He's had a rough week. He's fucking beating that shit like it owes him money. Good God. I know it's your mother, and I apologize, but geez Louise, AI is creepy as shit.
Let her live her life.
Yeah, let her have fun.
Let her live her life so HK can fucking
fawn. No, we got some other creeps in the Discord who keep fucking fawning over Diana. They gotta knock that shit off.
Dude.
Goddamn right they
can't
do.
Be putting that out into the universe.
Who, me?
Your mother.
putting my mother out in the universe. She put me out in the universe. It's not how it works, dude.
She can't be like taking.
What do you think I'm pimping my mom? Like what the fuck?
No, but like as every time she does it, handsome Kevin puts it in the. What's your what's Diana doing now? Meanwhile,
well, she's setting a thirst trap, and fucking old thirsty falls right into it. See, this is what we need. And never mind the guests coming in and out. This is what the people come here for.
Also, handsome Kevin, I have polled the masses.
Oh, you are.
Oh, I know what this is. I know what this is.
I have put over my trip to Minnesota, but people think you're a fucking psychopath, dude.
Why?
Oh, it's not what I thought you were.
Because you walk in a circle for 8 miles, you maniac, in your fucking basement.
I switch it up. And you know what? You know what, motherfucker? From 237 pounds, now down to 180. So guess what, motherfucker? It works.
I'm all for it. I know it works.
So, you suck it for me one time.
There's an elliptical right there. Just get on it.
Fuck the elliptical. Fuck the elliptical.
Fuck the elliptical. Let me drag my giant nuts across this carpet for 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah. Gives you that the restriction or however that works.
People are like, wait, what does he do? I'm like, he just walks in a circle like he's in fucking prison. I don't get it.
That's right. I like that. Yeah.
My wife was like, that's really weird. I'm like, yeah, that's why I like him.
Fucking works, man. I'm not gonna not do what works for me.
I know, but I feel like if you're on like the elliptical, at least you're like, I don't know.
Hey, I pick up weights, man.
You just pick them up? Like, do you move them from one side of the
room? Nah, man. I'll lift, lift, do some shoulders.
But, dude, I was in your basement. 8 miles is a lot. That's a long. 8 miles is a long distance.
Do you listen to Eminem's Lose Yourself while you're running for those walking for those 8 miles?
Walking. No. He just walks in a circle, Tony.
I know.
Sometimes.
Zigzags. You were in the basement. How big is the circle? Like, what kind of fucking
circumference
are we talking?
That's a great question. Fair question. I didn't ask if he walks in that particular area, but it
you
was
didn't see the where the carpet was worn.
Well, I didn't. I wasn't. I'm not sure if the bed is always there, but I assume it is because it looks like it's always right there. So I am going to assume it's only in that carpeted area where he walks, because that's where the TV was facing too.
So the TV is there just because that's kind of the angle where, it kind of fit essentially. I mean, it's a 70-inch TV down there. So there's not a lot of area to like move in place. But yeah, essentially we're the carpeted area. But then
there's a lot of area down there for that TV. You have the basement as big as your house.
It's because of the electricity, where the electricity is. So.
Oh, they don't sell extension cords in Minnesota. Okay.
It's hooked up to an extension cord. God damn it, man.
You don't know how to check. Bro, you don't know how to install outlets yourself? I can hook you up.
I can't do electricity. I can do plumbing, not electricity.
Do you have any free spaces in your fuse panel?
Yeah, you'd have to ask.
Ollie!
Yeah.
Wait, I'll switch it up.
If you got a free spot, you're good to go. You can run that shit yourself.
No, and I know an electrician, and that's in the works. But ultimately I want to get the basement finished. So it's just a matter of where shit's gonna go.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Nice. Did the toilet ever get fixed?
Toilet ever get fixed? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I thought the toilet was running all the time.
Complaining about the toilet while I was there.
Yeah, I know. She has been for like 4 years.
Was she the one that broke the toilet?
No,
I just, you animal.
No, I got the wrong
fucking broccoli, cauliflower
I'll
shit.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you what happened is because I can do plumbing. I can do that. I got the wrong. It says universal flapper. Motherfucker's not universal. The flapper's not universal for the goddamn thing. So, and I know that, but I never use that bathroom. Molly uses the master, and I got my own bathroom down here. I don't guess.
Yeah, I had to share a bathroom with this fucking asshole, and every time I went to use it, he was in it.
He eats fucking broccoli.
There's two other bathrooms.
That wasn't my assigned bathroom. Why do I have to go on all my
shit? What do you mean?
Your bathroom.
Did Al have his own bathroom?
Yes.
Well, that shows you how you
got his own like real room. He wasn't stuck in some dungeon.
That's because he had to hook up his gimmick.
If you had more outlets in the basement, it wouldn't have been a problem.
I would have slept in the same room as Al.
In the same bed, even too.
Yeah. Okay. He would have kept me warm. It's cold out there in Minnesota.
Hey,
well, no, because
hey.
He doesn't go under the blankets.
I'll remember that. I'll remember that for October, buddy.
Are you going to put me with Al?
I'll put you with Al.
Yeah, but if we're bringing Jersey Cow Jesse and Tony and Brundo, like, we're gonna need more space. We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Is there a hotel next to Rancho Loco? Because I'd love to stay in the center of town to see what the nightlife is like.
Oh, we'll go, and then they'll ask you where you want to go, like you've been there before.
No, I won't do that.
We'll go to fucking Adam's Tavern and fucking Rooster Cock or wherever the fuck we went.
No.
We're not going to Westfield this year. We've had this conversation a zillion times.
You're the only reason why we stood at Westfield last year.
Well, I'm not working next time.
You're in your fucking sleeveless fucking Macho Man shirt.
The superstar Jimmy trying to open the door. I'm like, oh, can he come in or no? No.
I don't go there.
This place has a bar. Let's go in here.
Yeah, I knew.
Favorite part? I still get fucking text messages from that fucking Brown Bear ice cream or whatever the fucking place was. That shit was good as hell. We made friends. Double T got angry at us.
Yeah.
I didn't get angry.
You got angry at HK. Yes. Why are you talking to all these people?
I did not say such a thing.
What did he say, HK?
Well, he got pissed at me because he's like, why can't you just answer a fucking question?
Yeah, because somebody asks you a question,
just,
you get...
Can't just answer a fucking question. She's asking fuck a question, can't answer a fucking question.
He's making conversation.
Yeah.
Stick your conversation up your ass. Speaking of conversation, I want my fucking Can You Beat That championship back.
Oh, we're doing this now? All right, let's do this.
You want to do it, motherfucker?
I don't care. I'm not the champ.
Let's go, Taz. What are you doing over there, this motherfucker?
HK, I'm going to need you on the clock to help me out because we got to move these fuckers along.
Yep. Well, what do you want time, Tony?
HK, you said clock, not cock.
The other one goes without saying. Don't be an idiot.
You know, in between, they got like a minute to answer, you know, for the next answer. You know, time it, but, you know, keep it tight, but keep it loose, you know.
Yeah, I'll give them a minute.
Right well, down. Folks, it's yeah. It's been a while, Diana. We haven't played Can You Beat That, and it seems like a fucking dog's age. But Brundo will be defending his championship on this 14th anniversary show against Double T, a former champion in his own right.
What's the new guy here?
All right, Ma, shut the fuck up.
Hi, Diana.
Wow! Wow!
In your face!
Shut the fuck up!
I think we got the name of the episode.
Lick-em-a-bowls.
Sorry, Ma. Love you. Miss you.
I'm getting off of here, right? Anthony made me do this. Let me see.
Well, HK's been getting off to your fucking thirst pitch, Ma. I don't know what to tell you. You wanted to play? Let's play, fucker.
Let's go.
Fuck yeah.
All right, Brundo, since Double T is challenging, I'm going to let him choose the category first. Double T, well, your Tony, choices. Tony, oh, what's that, HK?
You want to just give me the Iggy and when you want me to start the clock? That way we're in sync.
I mean, yeah, all right, yeah, that's fine. Double T, your choices for categories. We have 400 for second. That has 11 possible answers. Or 16 young pounds. 8 possible answers. Tell me which one you want to go with.
Let's go 16 young pounds.
Perfect. Buck Zumhoff question. All right.
Stop giving away fucking clues there, fucking fuckface. All right, Double T. When 01 bought the National Wrestling Alliance, Tim Storm was the world's heavyweight champion. Since that time, 8 men have claimed the championship. Question to you. How many can you name?
Two.
Double T says two. Brundo, can you beat that?
Three.
Brundo's got three.
Go ahead, Brundo.
Brundo, the play is to you. You have to get three correct out of 8. The question again, when 01 bought the National Wrestling Alliance, Tim Storm was the world's heavyweight champion. Since that time, 8 men have claimed the championship. You said you can name 3 of them. Kevin, start the clock Whenever you're ready, Brundo.
So we got Trevor Murdoch.
Trevor Murdoch is one.
Tyrus.
Tyrus is two.
EC3.
EC3 is three. Point Brundo. Wow.
All right, man, I thought you would go way back and forth on that
Yeah,
one.
I thought he was going to go further. Why'd you jump out at three?
I thought the 0-1 thing would have been like a trap.
It's a trap.
But I was also thinking 0-1 wrestling, not the fucking Billy Corgan promotion. So
that's what I thought of at first, too, because I remember they were part of NWA like 20-something years ago.
Yeah, well, this has nothing to do with that. Anybody else want to guess the other five?
Aldis, Cody, Cardona, Latimer.
One more.
And, Hillbilly Silas.
Silas Mason. He's your most recent winner. Yeah, you could have ran the fucking table, dude.
Damn it.
Now you put yourself behind the eight ball because it's plus one Brundo.
That's the first one I ever won, too. Usually I just wait for the other guy.
Yeah, that's the first time Brundo's played, right? Well, Brundo.
Yeah, that's true.
Got an interesting one for you to start out with. 400 for second.
Okay.
As of today's date, 11 wrestlers across combined reigns have held the Intercontinental title for over 400 days. How many of those 11 can you name? Combined reigns, not just an individual reign necessarily, combined reigns.
I'll start with four.
Double T, Brundo says four. Question to you, can you beat that?
I'll go five.
Double T's at five, Brundo. Possible 11 answers.
I'll go six.
Brundo's got six.
400 days. God damn. I'll say seven.
Double T takes it to seven, Brundo.
All right, let's see him do it.
Double T plays. Okay. As of today's date, 11 wrestlers across combined reigns have held the Intercontinental title over 400 days. You said you can name seven. HK, start the clock. Double T, whenever you're ready.
Gunther.
Gunther is one.
The Honka Tonka Man.
The Honka Tonk Man is two.
Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho not on the list. Brundo wins 2-0. Chris.
Still fucking champ. The champ
he
is
was
still
the fucking
here.
IC champ like eight times.
Yep,
yeah, for like 5 minutes, a championship. He was on my list, by the way, too.
All right, can I tell you who else was on my list?
Who else was on your list?
Razor.
Razor Ramon would have been three.
Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler, not on your list. Your list sucks.
The Miz.
The Miz was there.
That's all I had. Six. That was it.
Brundo, anybody else you were thinking?
Pedro Morales.
Pedro's up there.
Tito. Mr. Perfect.
Tito's there. Mr. Perfect is there.
Greg Valentine?
Not Greg Valentine.
Oh, okay.
Kofi? HK, any answers?
Boy, I want to say The Rock.
The Rock is not there.
He probably held it for like 3 months.
Triple H? No.
Triple H not there.
Nobody from that era probably then.
Well, not necessarily.
That era. Jeff Jarrett's not on that list, is he?
He is not.
Goldust?
Nope. There's one older one, and then there's a couple, like, the rest of them are, like, middle of the road in terms
Warrior?
Of history. Warrior's there.
Wow.
Christian?
Christian not there, no.
Edge?
No Edge.
Angle?
No Angle.
Patterson?
No Patterson.
Shelton Benjamin?
Nope.
That's a good pull. Oh, Savage.
Savage is there. You're missing two.
Morocco?
Don Morocco is one of them.
Hmm. 400 days?
Wade Barrett?
No. I don't know if you would expect him to be on there, but he is on there.
Is it Nakamura?
Nope. Santino? Nobody really from the modern era. At least his title reigns weren't.
Oh, Shawn Michaels?
Mm-hmm. That's the one. He rounds out. So Shawn Michaels had 403 over three reigns. Mr. Perfect was 404 over two. Savage had one, 413. Warrior had two, 434. Ramon, four, 437. Tito Santana, two, 441. Honky Tonk Man, one, 453. Don Morocco, two at 539. Miz with a whopping eight at 592. Pedro with two at 617. And Gunther, 666.
Name one memorable Miz title match for the IC title.
None.
There you go.
But I think that's like, I don't know. I think that's wrestling across the board now, no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
HK, what do you know about TNA?
What do I know about TNA? Probably more than I want to, but not too much.
Okay, then we'll save that one.
He knows he can't watch it.
There's no point burning that question.
He also knows how he can't log into it.
Yeah. Still painful. Here.
Since Double T lost that one, I'm going to send him this list, and I'm going to have him play 13 or less with HK.
Oh, God.
This is an easy one.
All right.
I'm texting it to you now. Remember, you have 13 clues to give, right?
Yep.
Got to get all eight. And preferably keep them in a row so you don't confuse the issue. But if you want to skip one, just, you know. Let me send it to Double T Photos. Bop.
HK, in honor of the year of Duke and Rogue, I am reading Titan Sinking.
Okay.
Which is a little more serious take on what was going on during that time frame. It's definitely worth checking out.
Okay.
A lot of interesting things. Would you guys have been hyped in 1993 for a Bret Hart Ultimate Warrior Championship match?
No, because he would have concussed Bret and Bret would have been miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't really get hyped for anything Warrior.
You're...
No, I can get hyped with Warrior, but I don't think he works with Bret.
What is your bone to pick with the Warrior?
There's a lot of them.
But when you were a kid, like, you hated the Warrior?
Yeah, how did you not like Savage Warrior at WrestleMania 8?
It was fucking seven. Trash.
Seven.
It was whatever. Fucking trash.
Six, seven? All right, so I sent you the list. Did you get it?
Yeah, there's one thing.
What do you mean there's one thing? I'm looking at it right here.
We can get it.
There's one thing that has to do with TNA, just so you know.
No, that was the other Can You Beat That? I tossed that to the side.
The list that you sent me does not have anything. It has one thing related.
Well, why don't you give it? Dude, you're not listening. It was the final question for Can You Beat That had to do with
TNA. Come on.
Yes, the question. You missed it.
We've moved on.
Yes. Fool.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, HK.
Staying right here.
Yeah.
Yep, that's all. So, Brundo, while you celebrate, have your celebration. HK's pretty good at this Double T, so as long as your clues are fucking pretty good, I think he'll get through this. HK, he's going to have eight words in front of him. You've got to guess all eight and 13 or less clues that he gives you.
Yep.
So please just try to listen and try to think like Double T.
Yeah, well, see, that's the problem.
Yeah, start shitting your pants right now.
All right.
Now, Double like T, whenever you're ready.
I'll keep the show, and Brundo didn't say a fucking word.
Oh, Fat Taz?
Yeah, Fat Taz. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Dragon.
Ricky Steamboat.
That's one.
Sorry, Macho Man. Classy.
Freddie Blassie.
Hitman.
Bret Hart.
Kurt.
What was that?
Kurt.
Mr. Perfect?
Shit. Story.
Kurt Story. This ain't good. Let's say this. Kurt Story. Gonna need another one.
Fuck. Can I skip this? Go back to
it? Yeah, if you want. All right.
2300 arena.
Oh my god. ECW? Jesus Christ. Wait, how many words is that?
Shut your mouth. It's two words.
Two words. It's not 2300's two words, and then arena's the third word.
2300's a number.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you that one, you fucking chodes. 2300 arena. You couldn't have said extreme or yeah, well, that's
in the fucking name.
No, but it's not the name, it's the acronym. Uh-huh.
Dynamite. Ah, should have, damn it, I had a better one.
Well, that wouldn't be it.
Just give me the next one. You've got it.
All right. All right.
Matilda.
Well, okay. The British Bulldogs, but that's where I was going. I just didn't know if it was just, it couldn't be just the Dynamite Kid.
It's a shitty clue. Shitty clue.
Couldn't have been just the Dynamite Kid, because Dynamite would have been in the word. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shitty clue. How many words did I use, Tony?
Nine.
Fuck. So I got four left.
Yeah, you got three words to get through.
Okay. Music.
What kind of a clue is that? Jesus Christ. Music. Mark Johnston.
Can you give us a better answer?
Get his fucking first name right, dude. Jesus.
Oh, did I fuck his name up?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, god damn it. Sorry, my mind's not all there. Mike.
No, it's not Mike Johnson.
Swing and a miss.
I can't pull his first name.
Can I give him is there a clue to give to him for this?
I mean, you have three clues left and you have three words he's got to get.
Nothing.
Jim, it's Jim.
All right, he got it.
God damn it. I knew who it was.
All right, so you got three clues for two words. And the first word you already gave him, Kurt. And what was the other one? Story.
We're not going to that one.
Okay.
We're going to the other one.
Okay.
What is it called?
That's not helpful.
Man, what's the god damn it? Fuck, this is a rough one.
Yeah.
February.
The way he leaned back. He's trying. I get where he's going. He's trying.
Yeah, this is not this one's not easy.
Okay. No.
Also trying not to use more than one word.
Coming like
you did with 2300 arena.
Fuck you. Number.
You coming any more than February?
Come on. You could do this with one clue.
Or not.
That's the clue I gave, apparently.
No, you gave him February. Give him, come on, the next logical clue.
I can't say what it is.
No.
Okay, I'm going to text you something, Tony. Hold on.
Here we go.
I just need to know. No, not the no.
Yeah, no, don't. I mean, no, yeah, fine. It's one word if you want to go there.
PPV.
See, I don't like this because now that means like.
I don't want to use your fucking.
But mine would have been a gimme.
Would it?
Yes. Guarantee you he would have got it with my clue. Guarantee.
I don't got it.
All right, you got one more clue. Do you want to go back to the other one or you want to
go? No, I'm going to go with yours now. Cage.
Come on, I got this with February.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah, Brundo, you got it right. Hold your belt up, sir. You're the fucking champion.
February Cage.
And PPV.
Elimination Chamber.
Holy shit, yes. Well, you got one more clue for the last one, don't you? Oh, no, wait, is that it? I think that's it.
That was it, right?
Yeah, that's it. There was Kurt. There was Story. How about Metal?
Kurt Angle?
Angle was the word.
Angle was the... Okay, God, so if I would have said Kurt Angle, I would have got it. God damn it.
I threw you off because he said Kurt.
Because he said Kurt, yeah.
I gotcha. Brundo, you want to run one with me?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Offs. All right, I'm gonna send.
Wait. I wanna give Double T the clues.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys all do right. Yours, and then yeah.
No. I'll send them to Kevin now. I'll send Kevin one. Hold on.
Oh yeah.
Here we go, Kev. Hold on, and then Brundo, I'll run one with you, brother.
Sounds good.
This is the next one on the list.
Golly, because Tony and I just fucking we smoked it. We want ass.
You guys smoke it every time.
That's what bros do. You got the list, HK?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Double T, 13 clues to you, HK, whenever you want to start.
All right, please. We got this, brother.
Think about how many words you're actually using before you start rattling.
Yeah, off. That's... Yeah.
2300 Arena in Philadelphia. Wait,
the number, dickhead.
All right, HK, whenever you're ready, brother.
Plumber.
T.L. Hopper.
What the fuck?
Sun.
Dusty Rhodes.
That's one.
Hold on. You can't think that T.L. Hopper is not an acceptable answer.
No, not at all. No,
okay. Yeah, we watched Homework with him recently.
I'm disappointed in the clues, that's all.
Fuck this guy.
Oh, what's the fucking thing called?
Matt's supposed to guess that.
I don't know if you're going to get this one off. I'm going to throw it out there. Think about it. Rubber band.
That's two words.
Rubber band is one word. It's hyphenated.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Yeah. No,
checking the Google.
Checking my ass.
That's a little elastic, but it's not a rubber band. I'm sure there's been plenty of rubbers up there, unless you like to raw dog it.
Yep. Two words. Suck a dick.
That's three words.
Slingshot.
No.
No, not a slingshot.
No. Oh,
don't give me, hold on. Does he have to give me another word or can I keep guessing?
I mean, once you guess, he's got to give you another word. Like, that's kind of the way it works. Because then otherwise, you could just keep rattling off and we'll just keep saying no.
Okay.
Lopper.
Captain Lou Albano.
Jesus. Lopper? Isn't it Lopper?
Yeah, Lopper.
Conan.
Like, what the Conan. Fuck's a lopper?
One who lops?
Demon.
Finn Balor.
Holy shit, we're on a roll.
This fucking guy.
Oh, I don't like this one. Heel.
Face?
I love that clue. Perfect. That's four. I broke my bell. You've given seven clues. You have six to go. Four words left.
Ooh, this one's going to be... God, some of these are just way too wide open.
Oh, yeah?
Boy, this is okay. Let's do this. Let's do. Come on.
One clue nails this, dude. One clue.
Just trying to figure out which what's like. It's hard because you got to figure out what he's gonna go off of.
You know what
I think
mean?
He'll, I think he gets it off of one clue.
All right. Starcade.
That ain't the clue I was thinking.
Jesus Christ. Black Scorpion?
TBS.
WCW?
Thank you.
Starcade? Really?
I... J.J. Dillon.
Four Horsemen?
Is that two or one, Brundo? That's two.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, you got two left for the last two clues.
It's a name. It fucked me up. All right. I'm trying to think of what month this one.
Brundo got it.
Oh boy, it is beyond.
God. That's a stretch, but that's a decent clue.
Beyond. War games?
Whoa! Brundo got it too. Brundo actually texted me. Holy shit. All right. You got one clue for this one, HK. One word left.
A match beyond. Jeez Louise. All right.
Trying to think of the best way to attack this one. I think I'm going to go.
You got one shot here, buddy. You better make it good.
Freebird.
Good clue.
Fuck. Because there's a couple of Freebirds.
No, but that's the best you're going to do in this situation.
Yeah.
Is it Doot Doot? Is it Michael P.S. Hayes?
No.
Von Erichs?
If he had one more word, Kev, give him one more word.
Hmm.
Well, come on! Really? Really? Wow.
Atlanta.
He just broke Tony.
If he fucking gets this off of Atlanta.
Atlanta Freebirds?
He might get it. He might fucking get it.
Oh, it's Bat Street.
Fucking A, he did get it.
God, that's fun. I like that.
Now, wow, okay, terrific.
Tony's doing... Brundo.
Brundo.
Right now. Oh, yeah.
How come we can't do Tony? I can write down fucking eight things. How many things?
Yeah.
Yeah, eight things.
Eight things? Well, all right. Well, you guys play. I'm
Do a list and then give it to Brundo, and then Brundo will give me the clues.
Okay.
Right?
And then that'll be a disaster. All right.
All right, Brundo, here we go.
Yo.
Rowdy.
Piper.
That's one. Mouth.
Jimmy Hart.
That's two. Viper.
Randy Orton.
That's three. Face.
Heel.
That's four. Crockett.
NWA.
That's five. Legion.
Road Warriors.
That's six. This is a tough one.
It only took fucking eight clues to get to the tough one.
Yeah.
No, six, but who's counting? Cage.
Oh, Hell in a Cell?
Indian.
Oh, I got it.
Tatanka?
Kali.
Oh, Punjabi prison?
Yes, thank God. Richter.
Wendy?
WrestleMania.
Cyndi Lauper?
Yeah, that's the one.
That was all the clues?
That's it.
How many do you have to send, Brendo? 8?
Yes. That all was right. What, 11 clues I think I gave?
I don't even think.
No, 7. Yeah, so it was 2 from Punjabi. No, it was 10. 10 clues. That ain't bad.
Hey, this belt's not just for show.
Hold on. I can't imagine double T's really fast.
Hold on. Stop. I just got to get ideas because this is like on the fly.
Don't forget to support everybody on the Shining Wizards Network. Everybody's doing great work. Everybody's putting out great content. Tons of shows there for you to listen to. It's covering everything. Pop culture, the news, music, horror, of course, wrestling. Everybody does a great job there. Support us, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. If you want to buy a Christmas shirt, we still have some for sale, medium to 3XL. Hit us up in the Discord. Send us a message. Send us an email at wizardspodcast@gmail.com. $15 shipped. If you're out of the country, might be a little more, so hit us up. Let us know. We can get them out to you. Get them before the holidays at this point. Like I said, all the sizes are still available, but very limited quantities. Pro Wrestling Tees is going to have their Black Friday sale coming up too, so if a Christmas shirt ain't your thing, you want to pick out a design like our Wizard shirt with all of us around there, or a fucking an old-school Shining Wizard shirt, anything you want. Inconclusive Breakdown's got a shirt on our site for some reason because we love Justin and Vince. So if you want to buy one of their shirts, prowrestlingtees.com/wizardspodcast. I don't know. Search Shining Wizards. You'll find us. Yeah, or merch.shiningwizards.com actually works. Patreon. Go ahead, Brandon.
I would just want to throw out a plug. I went on with the ROH boys, did a little watch along this week, dropped yesterday. So check out
ROH Revelry.
Yeah. We watched Steve Corino versus Tajiri, Steve Corino versus Jerry Lynn in the die match, and Corino versus Kevin Steen from ROH. So good shit.
That guy's a fucking worker, huh?
Yeah. Oh my God. They should have been, I should have used those for homework.
Well, it's not too late. Homework's still ongoing. Double T, are you too late? You got us a list?
I sent Brendo a list.
I got it.
All right, who's keeping track for Brundo? Or is Brundo keeping track?
I will. I keep track.
Okay.
All right, Brundo, what we got?
Natural.
Dustin Rhodes.
Slick.
Butch Reed. Fuck.
Slobberknocker.
JR.
Doink.
Dink?
Oh, fuck, what's his other name?
Wait, was that a...
let me see. Maniac.
Matt Bourne.
Five clues in. Five more...
I was going to go Butch Reed first, too. I don't know why I went Dustin Rhodes. I figured because Double T would have fucking threw a Dustin Rhodes in there. But go ahead.
Butcher.
Vashon? Fuck, it's going to be that asshole.
Bunny.
The Blade?
That's it.
That's a fucking terrible fucking clue. What, I got 7?
I was looking for Gig, not like the Blade, like just a Blade.
Oh. Okay. No, we got there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So yes, he's giving you 7 and you have 4 to go.
Okay, we got this.
All right. think I might have to use two words for this one.
Well, give me one at a time.
HK, I sent you the list in case you want to play along.
Can I skip the, or did I go in order?
No, you can skip if you want.
All right. Miko.
Maestro. No? No. Well, I thought maybe the maestro, you know.
Hom.
Finland?
Woof. Woof.
Tony.
Ludwig Borga? Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Just a 10 now, and you have 3 left.
Yeah, I know. Why would you say Miko?
I thought you would get him right away with that. Dangerous.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
You fucked that up.
Yeah.
Crowbar?
UFC?
Oh, Ken Shamrock. What, I got one clue left for two words?
One clue left for two guys, yes.
No, two guys, okay. That's a clue.
All right, I'll go with the one I think you'll get. Voodoo.
Papa Shango.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so what was the one you were afraid of?
I was going to say Nature Boy, but I figured you wouldn't get it right away.
You could have said nature. Right?
Yeah, I was going to say nature, but...
Okay, who do you have guessed?
I'm thinking it's going to be fucking Buddy Landell, because this
guy... That was it.
See? If I could have took one back, it would have been fucking Butch Reed, because I had a feeling it was Butch Reed. I went with Dustin Rhodes.
Yeah, when I said natural, I didn't even think of Dustin Rhodes.
It's a great game. It's not easy. It's a great game.
No, it was fun, man. I got close, though.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
And this was a lot of fun, unless we got another one we want to do.
I mean, it's 9:30. I know it's late for you, so.
Yeah.
You want to throw a quick picks update in there before we
Oh, yeah, it's a good idea.
Roll?
Not really.
Let everybody know how fucking terrible we did.
You guys all did it. Went 8-4. I went 4-8.
Woof.
Woof indeed.
Wait, you went 4-8?
Oh, I fucking shit.
What pay-per-view did you pick?
What did I get? I got the Boom and Doom match right. I didn't get the women's four-way tag right.
I don't think anybody got that, did they?
Nobody got the four-way tag right.
The women's. HK got the men's right. HK got the Bang Bang Gang.
I had the Timeless Hoots, too.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
I stupidly, because I was rushing, picked the Don Callis family, completely ignoring that Okada and Takeshita can't get along. So I lost.
Yeah, I originally put Callis first, and then I was like, nah, these guys ain't fucking winning.
And it was for the CMLL Trios.
Yeah, that was the other thing. When I saw that, I'm like, yeah, there's no way.
Mystico's never going to fucking lose either.
I thought it would be really entertaining if Mark Briscoe was part of the Don Callis family, but what do I know? I picked Monet because I don't understand why they keep giving her title shots if she's just going to lose and let her keep all her other belts. So I lost that match. Everyone lost Paige because nobody saw that happening.
Yep.
Yep.
I know I won FTR. I lost the Pac Darby match.
Who'd you take? You took Dobby?
Yeah, I took Dobby.
We all got Kyle O'Reilly.
I had Dobby at first two. I had Dobby at first two, and then I went Pac. I was like, I don't know, man. I think this. They're going to run that a little longer. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. No, we did. HK was the only one who picked Moxley, but he's also the only one who picked the Young Bucks and Josh Alexander. Yeah, it was a terrible showing. I did terrible. I didn't even watch
a terrible show.
I didn't watch it, so I can't comment on it.
It was good.
No, one went long.
We were watching. Yeah. We watched Mox and Dobby, and my son
Mox
just
and Riley,
or Mox and Riley, yeah. And no, it was Mox and Riley, and my kid just looks at me, he goes, "What the fuck is this garbage?" He's like, stabbing him with a fork, really? He's like, "What the fuck are they doing?"
So they do. Don't
know. I'm like, that's what Moxley does now. He just stabs people with a fork because, you know.
And then he lost.
And he did the oversell with the fucking submission hold again. Like, he was, like, in a movie, like, oh, my God, what's happening to me?
Oh, my gosh, Tony, your Mox impression is not bad.
Oh, my God, oh, my God.
No. Last week, we were like, oh, no, you do that, be awesome, do that.
Yeah, no, yeah, that'd be, you know, that'd be great. I'm going to take a fork out of my boot. Listen, there's a chain under the ring. Just bring it in. Just wrap it around my neck. It'd be fucking awesome. Fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome. Speaking of fucking awesome, I'm going to try and continue the homework streak. And yes. I'm going to take you guys back to November 18th, 1995. The ECW Arena for November to Remember 1995. Terry Funk and Tommy Dreamer against Raven and Cactus Jack.
Ooh, I like that.
The main event of November to Remember 1995, which can be found on the WWE Network, Peacock, whatever the fuck we're calling it. And I'll see if I can find like a YouTube gimmick. So if you don't,
do we want to give up the Billy Billy gimmick? Does the Billy Billy gimmick still work?
It does.
I think so.
That's fucking amazing.
Very much does.
That fucking vault has been up forever. I love it.
And we come back next week for the start of year 15.
Yes. And people, if you received a Hall of Fame ballot, get that shit in. It is due December 1st, close of business. If you do not submit your ballot, you will not be considered for next year's voting. We mean that. Yes. We will give your fucking ballot next year to three other chodes who really want it.
Indeed. And we're gonna, you know, year 15, we're gonna try some new things. We're gonna get you, the listeners, involved. We might be taking, you know, call-ins and less guests, more us, more games, more fun.
Yeah, I think we outguests ourselves for the rest of the year at this point.
we got one more next week.
Ah! Is it next week or is it 2 weeks?
Next week.
Who's next
12
week?
12-1.
Puff.
Hmm? Puff?
Puff.
Puffy.
Puff.
Puffy. Puff Diddy. Diddy Daddy Duty.
Diddy Daddy Duty. Yeah, so we had a, you know, year 15. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had a good time tonight. We've had a good time the past 14 years. Yeah.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, thanks to Kayla Sparks, Vincent, Gino Gotts, MLJ, Dan Barry, Clark Connor, Sal Renaro for all stopping by tonight.
Fuck yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
Everybody in the chat, much appreciated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah, we didn't even... I think we got a couple new listeners tonight, too. Juicy was there. Stackhouse
showed up. He said, "My bad, I get hit in the head a lot. Happy 14 years. I'm sure the 15 will apply next year." So that's fucking awesome.
I know Julio was there. Kyle was there.
Yeah. Jersey Cow Jesse popped in. SJ was here.
Yeah, SJ was here too. Thanks again, SJ, for help getting us the hookup on that. Love you.
The Juice was here. The Juice Box was here.
Buck was here.
All right. Buck scared off Dan Barry. I wonder if there's a fucking... I'm not going to say. And with that, unless you guys got anything else to add to this love fest, I think I'm fucking done. HK's fucking had it too. What is it? The fucking yawn show tonight? Jesus.
I've had a long day, man.
I know you have.
Long couple
it's
of
like
weeks,
a Bay Ragney interview.
Wow. What did he ever do to you?
I might have yawned during this interview.
Jesus Christ, Mike. I leave us a video. That you fucking shot at
me. No, that was a shot at me, not Bay. Bay's great.
Still think fucking Gino Gotts had line of the night anyway. And with that, we cue motherfucking music.
Oh, good God.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
We would like to thank those that support us on the Patreon.
Executive producer Manny Carrazzo, Mike Peterson, producers Keith Enzer, Mac Garifo, High Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Al Day, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, I Dunk Biscuits, Kathy Hummer, Michael Hammond, Keith Parker, and David Henry Bauer III. Thank you for your continued support. We don't make it 14 years without you guys.
Night, Diana.
Fuck you. Bye.
You.
I'm not ornery. Who said I was ornery? Do I look ornery? No shit. Fuck you and your fucking sports clip haircut. You got the windows open over too.
He's got a fucking moon stem for fucking March. Get on top of me and I'll beat
you. What's up, fuckers?
Yeah, well, you get in the goo a lot.
How dare you?
No, I am not having an aneurysm.
I just banged a country dude up the ass.
Eat a shit.
Hello, you're listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, shiningwizards.com. Join us for wrestling talk, won't you?
I don't smell. You can't handle me. You can't handle me. All right. You dumb fat fuck.
Better than bonding my underwear. So does he have AIDS? Cry me a fucking river. He's trying to like get his way into somebody else's pants.
Shining Wizards Podcast. ShiningWizards.com. Do love Dr. Town. Woo!
Are you turned on yet, sweetie?
There are many ways in which you can support the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. Perhaps the easiest way to do so is to head on over to iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and leave us a review. If you do any shopping on Amazon, go to ShiningWizards.com first and click the Amazon button. It won't cost you anything extra.
I don't think we have an Amazon button. Oh, fuck me running.
I'm looking for something. Hold on. Oh, God damn it. I'm looking for something.
Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Now, that's not just the coolest. That's not just the best. Shining Wizards Podcast. Now, that's just incredible. Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Now, that's
not what I was looking for.
Is that really?
This is the Disco Inferno. Yo, this K-Dog from Keeping It 100. And you're listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast. Get your disco candles, please.
No!
Hey, this is Moose.
Raw pig meat.
Fucking bullshit! You love me.
All right, Jesus.